Blog Talk Radio.
Hit it.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, friends and enemies. I'm your host, Dawid Yaakov Maccabeus. Today's date is October 1st, 2011. First, I want to thank everybody for coming in today, and I also want to ask those to check out the new site I have at Fluminet. But before somebody has a feedback. Somebody turn that down a little bit. What I want to do is, I'm sorry, I got a little distracted. Of course, I want to open up a word of prayer and also explain about what this broadcast is about. It's a lot of exciting things are happening, ladies and gentlemen. And we're really going to get into a lot of stuff on this broadcast. Like always, it's going to be pretty interesting. And we're going to have open discussion. And we actually have a guest coming, Georgia Johnson. She's going to speak about Project Dark Age. But before we begin, we're going to open up a word of prayer, because I think people need to realize what is the purpose of these Hebrew Council meetings. The Hebrew Council meetings that we're having are to wake up the seed of Yaakov and to honor what the commandment says, and that is to respect the Sabbath day and keep it holy. Now, I've chosen to do the council meetings on Saturday, so we can honor the Shabbat. And this is the day of rest, one of the commandments. And we honor it by coming together as a family and speaking about the Most High and speaking about the Most High's words. And in doing that, we have more power and more knowledge and more understanding. So therefore, the curse of ignorance can be lifted off of us. Okay, now, of course, before again, I want to say, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for bringing us together again. I want to thank you for allowing me to build up the WhoNet website and to give it to your children, O Father. We ask that you bless this tool. We ask that you bless it so that it can be used, that it can wake up those that are still asleep, O Father. I want to thank you for all the information that you put on there and help me with, O Father. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for us gathering today. I want to ask that you bind and bound any demonic spirit that wish to hinder this broadcast. And thank you for everything you do. In the name of Yahushua's precious name, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Okay, y'all. First, I want to say, Brother D, are you there? Brother D. Wait, hold on. I think something's wrong.
I'm here.
Okay, good, because I didn't get any feedback. Okay.
I was going to mute. I'm on mute. Right.
Okay, welcome, brother. It looks like the room is filling up.
It is.
We're going to have Sister Georgia coming in. Do you see Sister Georgia's number up?
Let me see. Yes, I see it.
Okay.
Yeah, she's there, 419.
Okay, nice. Hey, Brother D, I think your speakers are on in the background.
Hold on 1 second. Let me check.
Okay. Because I hear the little feedback. Okay, Sister George is here. Okay, y'all, well.
What about now?
I think it's okay. I want to give people the format of the broadcast. Okay, what we're going to have today is we're going to speak about, we're going to have open discussion, but before we get into open discussion, we're going to, we have a guest today, and many of you know Georgia Johnson. But I invited Georgia to come because she has a new project out. It's called Project Dark Age. Okay. But before we get to Georgia, I'm going to play a excerpt from the DVD that she released, and the release date I believe was the 6/17. I don't know. It was a week ago. I can't remember. I don't have the proper date, but she'll tell you about it. But before we get into that, I think what we'll do is the format of the broadcast will go like this. We're going to speak about current events, but what we'll do is we'll speak about the current events. We'll speak about the current events after Georgia leaves us, or if Georgia wants to speak about it with us. Because I think that's going to get into a lot of it. And then we'll speak about, we're going to read scriptures and then have open discussion and then read scriptures. All right. I'm trying to get it together, y'all. It's been a while. Actually, I'm rushing. It was last minute. I had to put my boys to bed and I'm a little bit stressed out. But it's going to be a wonderful broadcast. But I'm going to use this opportunity to first welcome everybody once again for coming that are in on the live call. And also for those that are on the chat room. Thank you so much for coming. And I want to make an announcement. And I think a lot of y'all got the email about launching the WhoNet website. And There's two URLs you can go to. It's HebrewsWakeUp.com or HuaNet.org, and that's HUNET.org. Okay? Now, I'm extremely excited about this because it took me a while to build it. I had to learn Drupal, and it was a headache because it's always hard to learn new technology. So it took me a while to really figure out what it was doing. But then when I figured it out, everything is pretty smooth. Now, the good thing about this is that everybody can sign in. You can become a member. Now, what I'm trying to do is get us away from depending on Facebook and Twitter and Gmail and all these things. Now, not saying that these aren't good tools. They're very good tools to use. But what people have to understand is that what Google, Yahoo, Hotmail, they're gathering all our information and getting us depending upon these systems. So when they shut down the web, our communication gets shut down. So what we should be doing now, while we still can, is connecting with each other through alternative means. Now, they'll shut down HuaNet also, okay? And I know that. But the thing is what we can do is we use HuaNet to get back to how we used to communicate before, through our phone numbers, through our addresses, through communications that are outside of the internet. So when they do take this away, we have the ability to still communicate, okay? Now, what HuaNet is, it's going to be a resource for the Hebrews when they have family members. They can say, hey, you know what? There's this website with the Hebrews, and you know they have different things that they want to teach them and tell them about. They can go to HuaNet, and everything is going to be there. Now, I actually put the transcripts of all the blogs that the broadcasts that I did. You click on the transcripts, and everything that I've written is there. And in the future, I'm going to actually write blogs with pictures and videos to enhance it so it can be used as an alternative tool to teach. If you want to do a blog yourself, you just ask me and I can sign you up for an area and you can actually do your own blogs and you can contribute to waking people up. There's also videos on there. There's ways to connect with people. And I'm also working on a way where we can have private chat on there too if as an alternative to speak. So it's in its incubation stage. It's just starting to grow, but it's going to be something that's going to be extremely powerful and that we can use. So, you know, it's my gift to you, and I hope that you use it. And you can sign up for an account, and, you know, let's get communicating. So I basically wanted to say that. And Brother D, I think we can open up the mics, and we can get people to just introduce themselves and see who's here. Okay, brother?
I'm opening up now. Okay.
Okay, welcome, everybody.
Shalom.
Oh, shalom, shalom. Yeah, we just we opened the mics, but if we have a few hands that are raised now. And if you want to say something, you know, just raise your hand. But if not, if there's feedback, we're going to have to mute you. But we're going to leave it open because this is a meeting. That means everybody and anybody can participate in it. Okay? And is Sister Georgia on the line?
Shalom. Shabbat shalom. I'm here.
Oh, hello, sister. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful. Just so happy to, you know, be able to come on with you guys again this beautiful Shabbat day.
Okay, nice. I'm happy to have you here. You know, I had a conversation with you earlier today, prior, and in our conversation, I was expressing the lateness of the hour, and I was expressing how happy I was that you did that DVD, and how important it is that people actually look at this DVD, because the information in there is stuff that people lost their lives to give to us. And if you look at the DVD and really see it, you'll be able to really understand where I am, where I'm coming from with this. I mean, they have one case in there with Georgia put in there that a guy was talking about how the ones that call themselves Jews killed a child, and they spent over $100 million to make to free this man to avoid bad publicity. Now I'm going to do a broadcast called Rise of the Black Messiah, and I'm going to get into a lot of heavy things, and it's going to put the pieces together. Okay, now hopefully I can get this out, and hopefully I can articulate it, but it's going to put a lot of things together. So look for this broadcast coming out soon. Now, what I'm going to do, because I know we don't have much time, I'm going to quit yakking so much. What I'm going to do is I'm going to play an excerpt from the DVD, and then we're going to I'm going to introduce Georgia to those that don't know her. I know everybody here knows Georgia, but for the archives, when they listen to the archives, I'm going to introduce Georgia Johnson, and then we're going to ask her some questions on this. And I hope after this interview, everyone gets out there, purchases this DVD, looks at it, and passes it on to a friend. Okay, now I'm going to play this, and then afterwards, we're going to speak with Sister Johnson. All right, hold on now. Let me find this file. Okay, hold on. It seems like every time when you play it. Okay, give me a second, y'all. I'm finding it. Here we go. Okay, now listen to this.
At this point, let me remind you that God condemned to slavery the damned posterity of Canaan in the days of Joshua. God ordained by express statute to Abraham's posterity that they should buy slaves. And decreed that those slaves would be a perpetual inheritance for their children. God recognized Abraham as the owner of slaves he had bought, commanding him to circumcise them. And Jesus ordained that whosoever dared to raise seditious doubts as to the benevolence of the institution of slavery should be cast out and scorned not only as a danger to the state, but destructive to the true nature of the gospel. God decreed by law that slavery be honored and obeyed, being his ordainment. Jesus himself established by law the relation of master and slave. A master must exercise without any weakness his authority over the slave. The master must not hesitate to punish him severely, whipping him with a number of lashes commensurate to the offense. All this, dear brethren, is made known to us by the recorded language of the Bible. Slavery is therefore a divine institution, ordered and sanctioned by God. Therefore, with all the authority invested in me by the church, I, Reverend Thornton Stringfellow of the state of Virginia, order you to honor slavery and not to discuss it on the basis of false moral premises.
We need my precious. They stole it from us. Sneaky little rabbit.
What does that God look like? The reality of it is when he came here, he didn't look like me. So what am I going to do about that? I'm going to make him look like me.
Wake up!
Hello?
I'm still on the line.
Oh, my goodness. You know what? My mic was on mute. I was yakking. Okay, now I'm going to say what I said on mute. Now, what I want to do is a lot of people know you, but I'm going to introduce you properly. This is Sister Johnson. She is of the Biblical Hebrews of the Bible, and she does a broadcast on here. And please check the broadcast out, because there's more information than you can comprehend. It's a lot of information, and you really have to do some research on it. But Sister Johnson, I just want to introduce you and invite you to the broadcast. And can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, shalom, family. We have our website at the Biblical Hebrews of the Bible. We started that website up, I believe I started that website up in 2009, if I'm not mistaken. I originally started speaking on the Father's truth, but this was back in, I want to say 2008, maybe 2007. But I was a Christian. I didn't know any better. Now, since coming into the truth of our Father's word, and, you know, he has shed light on so many of our Hebrews right now, and he's given us truth within the word to where we're able to dispel a lot of the lies. So what I've done is I started the Biblical Hebrews site up in about 2009-10 around, and also started the Black Talk show, where we bring forth scripture as is written, and allow scripture to bring together what happened in the Bible and what we're seeing today. And that's basically how I like to continue teaching, because it's very important that we don't look at our history book as something that is just a story. That's what we've been learning, lies and different things in our existence, in our parents' existence, our grandparents' existence. So the website is geared towards, even the shows are geared towards teaching our people the truth of the word and allowing them to see what is currently happening in the condition that we're in right now, 2011, where we are the same people spoken of in the scriptures. And we do have a rich history, a blessed history. You know, we have fallen away, but we by no means is that the end of it. We have still the opportunity to come back to our Father righteously. So all the information that we post on the Biblical Hebrews of the Bible is geared towards informing our people of the truth of the word, letting them know what it is that we need to do to come back to our Father righteously. So right now I've started a new DVD, Project Dark Age 2011, You've Been Lied To. This is something that I guess I put off for a while, but the first, I started it up in August, so I've been promoting and selling Project Dark Age 2011, You've Been Lied To. Basically, we're putting it as a way to get money to continue being able to come to you on the Internet. And also, it's at such a price, there's no profit made on it, really, there isn't. But it's basically loaded. It's jam-packed with a lot of information that has visuals, a lot of precepts, a lot of scripture, jam-packed with a lot of information, so that whoever's watching it, if for the first time they're just finding out they're a Hebrew, they get more information. If they have family members who are not aware that they're Hebrews or even Gentiles and they don't know the truth, it's put in such a way that your eyes will be open. So that's what we're promoting right now at the Biblical Hebrews of the Bible.
Okay. Now, Sister Georgia, I have a few questions that I want to ask, okay?
All right.
And since I actually watched the DVD, I think it was 2 days ago, and the funny thing is, like, when I played the second one, when it got to the part about the Talmud, and it started speaking about the blood labeling, the DVD stopped working. It started chopping up. And I was like, what's going on? You know, and I thought something was wrong with the DVD. So I stopped the player, and then I put it back in and everything worked smooth, you know. And whenever things like that happen, I always think about, okay, you know, I'm not like one of these men that like look for a demon under every bush, but you have to like pay attention to the timing, you know. And I just want to say that for y'all that didn't, those that did not see this, look at this part and you'll kind of figure out why the DVD started chopping up at this time. But now my first question for you, sister, is now what is the purpose of the DVD? If you were to say, you know, boil it down to, what was the purpose of this DVD?
Well, the purpose is actually very plain and clear. I named it Project Dark Age because I remember when I first found out that I was a Hebrew, I found out about the Dark Ages and the Renaissance period, what occurred during that time period. And that basically is a highlighted note that when they took the images that were Hebrews, according to the Book of Maccabees, it says that the heathen sought to, you know, paint over the faces of the saint and put their heathen images in there. That kind of woke me up. So I figured during the Middle Ages, you know, a lot was done. That's why I named it Project Dark Age 2011. And then You've Been Lied To, where I'm trying to show our people, the purpose was to show our people who they are, what has been done, start speaking about the truth of the word, and wake up our people. Wake up our people who reject family members who just try to say, hey, you know, this is what the Bible says. Many times when we try to talk to even our family members, it's not well received. But
yes.
But if we can get it in a way that we know they love scripture, we know they go to churches, we know that they truly believe that they are in truth, get it in a format to where it makes it easier for someone to, you know, try to show another family member, friend, the truth within scripture, is put in a way to where with the visuals added with the audio, scripture given, that their eyes can be open. So that's what's the purpose of everything with the Project Dark Age. It was just basically a means to getting more information if you are new into the acknowledgement of what scripture says, speaking that we are the Hebrews according to scripture, as is written. And for those who are trying to reach out to a loved one, this makes it a lot easier, because if you can show them, and I tried to keep it exciting so it would keep their attention, but if you can show them, allow them to listen to all the biblical evidence, allow them to see throughout history, I went back and forth in history, allow them to hear from not only a Hebrew testimony, but Gentiles who are showing you this is true. This is you guys are the people. So with that type of information given in a, I put 4 hours, but I think actually I go over 4 hours. It's more like 6 hours you're going to get, especially I added a couple more songs and things like that, you know, really reach the people. And they start thinking. It's to make our people really think.
Okay, and it does. And it does. I'm still on, right? Okay, yeah, because it made me think. And the thing is that you need to. The reason why I really support this effort is because the DVD is very. I mean, people are going to sit down and look at it, and it's kind of like you're letting them speak. Okay. It's like there's a lot of Caucasians in there, you know, and they are the ones who are actually supporting it a lot, because they're telling how they woke up and they seen it. And they're like, look, I see this, you know, and it's like something that is a very good instrument to help in the time we're in. And that leads to my second question. And that is, how do we help support this effort? How do we help support it?
Well, you know, that's a great question. And I'll just hit on what you just left off on with even the Gentiles speaking up. You know, when we do our shows, if we can have some of the Gentiles give their testimony, you know, allowing our people to hear, because sometimes our people, you know, they have to hear from a Gentile to believe it. Unfortunately, that's the case. but also to wake up some other Gentiles, because we really don't have the Gentiles coming up right now and speaking up about our Father's truth within Scripture. And if they can come up and give a testimony on even how they learned the truth, and if it truly is the truth that they're reading here, if it's just us saying it, or is it the Father's word? And when we have more Gentiles speaking up, this helps. This
yes.
is a great help to wake up our people as well as some of theirs, because we know that broad's going to be that way, but there still are some out there that will listen and will embrace the truth.
Yeah.
One other thing that I recently thought about was, well, it'd be very well for the Father's word as far as getting promoted if we could start having family members, you know, dedicate themselves once a month, you know, or however many times you can afford to do this. Try to get some of these DVDs and start giving them out to people who you know love the word. And by passing out, giving them a DVD, hopefully they can reach maybe 10 or 20 more people. The word can get spread. And I was, you know, if I had a budget on our site, which I don't, but if I did, what I would like to do is start hitting all the states, you know, and trying to give free DVDs away so that people can start giving them out. So that our people can, you know, the whole project is about waking our people up. So that's one of the things. Our family members get more involved, make more of a commitment to the Father's word, and try to get it out, because they are trying to shut us down on the web. They're shutting our sites down left and right on the web, and not only that, but they're putting a lot of interference, even in our talk shows, where we've seen that people are having trouble getting on the talk shows. We're finding out later that many times our shows show there's no show going on when we're right there talking. You know, the numbers are getting messed with. There's a lot of things going on right now. So we have to really support, you know, any effort that is made to wake up our people. The other thing I ask that would really help wake up our people, if people, members, family members, whether Hebrew or Gentile, when we post a show, you will notice that right underneath where you view the show at, they have a button. And the button is for sharing, okay? You can Twitter it. You can Facebook it.
Yes.
That will get it onto your Facebook site, your Twitter site. More and more of our people are going to hear about these shows. So if we can have family members come and start Twittering it and Facebooking it, okay, when we post the show, get it out there so people will come. If the show is already passed and it's a very good show that you think everybody else would like to hear this show too, go ahead and still Twitter and Facebook it to your site, you know, because when they pop up, a lot of times that's how I find out things are going on. I go to Facebook. I really don't mess with Twitter as much, but I definitely go to Facebook. I look, I see shows up. So that will be a help to our people. The main focus we need to be working on right now is there are a lot of people that are tossed about and really don't know where they should be going. And many of our people, unfortunately, are going into the Islamic faith as well as the Egyptology. But, and we've got some in the New Age, but we want to show the people, you know, before they get twisted up in this game, or even if they're already into any of these false religions, letting them see the truth of our Father's word. So we're trying to get that information out. And anything anyone could do, whether pass out a DVD every month to somebody new, or, you know, teach the word. I'm also coming up with a packet that I'm going to start doing, and it's going to give a lot of precepts and Bible verses in it, and allowing the, you know, someone is not well versed in Scripture, but they know we're the people, and they're trying to talk to a family member or a friend. It's going to just be a write up with the verses that boom, 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 this is us. So that, you know, they feel comfortable talking to people. So there's really all kind of little things that people can do to really help support and get the word out.
Can I make a comment also?
Sure.
I think people should take a step back and truly think about what time we're in and understand that this is happening. Okay? What I mean is that if you look around the world is falling apart, and we know by now about the New Age and everything. It's happening, okay? That means that we have a very short window to do what we can do. Now, when it goes to scriptures, it says that, you know, it talks about us working, and it says that you have to put your work in. You know what I'm saying? What part are you doing? What part are you doing? Now, let me tell you a really quick story. I was listening to HebrewIsraelites.org about 3 years ago. And on the broadcast, the guy was like talking about how he was doing his work. And he was like, people need to do some work and get out there and do what they need to do. And at this time, I was just listening to stuff. And I said, you know what? He's right. I really need to do something. Okay? So, you know, I went through the whole story. I built the website for them, and they didn't go for it. That's okay. But I did something, right? And because I took that step to do something, now I got a whoanet.org website. I got blog talk broadcast going. I got all these friends. I mean, I just took a step to do something, okay? And now there's things out here and information that I did not know that was inside of me, okay? I did not know it was inside of me until I took that step and asked the Most High to help me. Now, everybody here that's on this website, that's on this broadcast, that's listening, has the same spirit of the Most High inside of you to step out and do something. And if you do something and ask the Most High to guide you, we are going to win this. Okay? Sister Georgia now made a DVD. And it is phenomenal. It's going to wake up even more people. So if doing your part means that you purchase a DVD and pass it on to somebody else, then do that. Because who knows, the person that you pass it on to might be that one person that can take this to the next level. I just wanted to say that, Sister Georgia. Now, my next question is, what are the other alternative ways on getting this information out there? I know you hit on it a little bit, but what is to brainstorm? What is other alternative ways of getting this message out, this DVD and stuff?
Well, you know, I'll be honest with you. There's many ways to get it out. I just noticed, and my computer froze, so I can't even go there. I was going to give people some links here, but we have a sister. Well, you know, Sister Venus. That's my co-host on the Biblical Hebrews of the Bible Black Talk. She has a site up right now on YouTube, and she actually is promoting. She just downloaded a promotional video that gives information and description where people can purchase the video. She just downloaded it to her YouTube site, and I don't know it by heart. I think it's I Am a Chosen Daughter is the name of it. Mm-hmm. But she just put it out there today, just before the broadcast. You know, there's ways like that to do it. There's ways where...
What was that again? I Am a Chosen Daughter?
Yeah, I believe her... I don't know if she's online right now, but it's called I Am a Chosen Daughter, and that's okay. Her YouTube website. But if you go into Google and just hit the title of the video, I noticed mine is not there, but hers is, so that's still good. It's
okay.
Called Project Dark Age... 2011, you've been lied to. It'll click up to and click over to the videos, and you will see it. Okay, but one thing I want to say is, we do a lot of shows between all our sites. We do a lot of shows, Hebrew shows, a lot of valuable information. Alternative ways would be, if you have a YouTube site, feel free, take any show that we have and go ahead and get it aired on YouTube. I had Daily Motion, but I know when I was on YouTube, I was getting hits like you wouldn't believe. So we want to not just let the enemy take all the airspace. We're trying to get our information out there. We need all our family members to help. Even if you download a 5-minute session of what we talk about and then give a link to our website as far as the Black Talk shows or websites, that's fine. That's an alternative way.
Sister Judge, I have a quick question for you. Will you allow people to so you're saying you give people permission to basically post Project Dark Age on a YouTube account?
I give them permission not only to post a video, any show that we do. I also give them permission. I started doing Hebrew graphics Okay, and it's we have a lot of them that are posted. You can catch them on Google's, but I have them posted on our website where I'm starting to make as many graphics as I can come up with that are showing people with Bible verses who we are. And that's one thing that we lack on the Internet right now. So you can take any graphic that I have designed, any graphic. I'm not like some of these people trying to say, oh, I'm a sue if you. No, use it. That's what it's for. Go ahead and use those graphics. Get them out there on your blogs. Throw those graphics anywhere you want to. Use any of our material. Get the information out because that's what's important.
Okay, but let me add something to this. Get it out there, ladies and gentlemen. But always give credit to Sister Georgia if you use her material because by doing that, people are led back to her website. They can support her and she can continue to do what she needs to do. And also, it's just good karma. I hate using the word karma, but you know what I'm talking about. You need to give it back. If you take it, give it back. And just let's do that. Now, Sister Georgia, the final question I have for you, because we're actually going to get into some topics here, some really deep discussions. But the last question I have is, what are some of the future projects that you're coming out with? Like, is there going to be a Project Dark Age 2012?
Okay, you know, I'm glad you asked. Yes, there will be a Project Dark Age 2012. That is actually in the works as we speak. But before that one, what I'm working on, and I almost have it completely finished, I am working on a holiday series. And this series, family, I just thought of a name for it, by the way. I got it almost completed, but it's going to be about... is actually named Unholy Holidays of Lies. And I'm going to have one for the traditions of lies. And that one is going to cover like the 4th of July, Valentine's Day, Present Day, April Fool's Day, those type of things that have been, our people are getting involved in, and they're not even knowing the origins or what that particular day is about. So that's going to be the traditions one. The one
that's
to be finished this week, and actually is basically finished, but I'm going to try to squeeze it all in there, but it's going to go over Halloween and Thanksgiving, okay? It's going to go over Christmas and Easter, and that's just one set, okay? But it looked like that might be a two-disc, I don't know, because it seems like there's just so much that our people have been deceived on. I'm trying to hit all the points so that there's no question left. You should have nothing else to ask. So it might be like a two-disc. If it's a two-disc, I'm going to have to rate it, you know, as far as price so that I can recoup and get more of the material I need to produce more. But we're going to have that one coming out this week so that people – if they want to give it to a family member before they get involved in any of this pagan occult witchcraft, before they get involved in any of this, you could pass it out to a family member with scriptures given. I put a lot of interesting graphics and as well as video coverage of a lot of the things they're seeing today. Like I think I used some scenes from National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. I used The Grinch Who Stole Christmas. A lot of good visuals, audios, and it's put in such a way to where it gives you the origin, what certain things that you are doing during these holidays, what they represent, what they symbolize, going through scripture, telling you that this was always in the scripture, and showing you as the video comes up, to where you could see, well, yeah, this is what we're doing, this is what the Bible says. And I found that one verse in particular that a lot of people, overlooked, and I used it within the video, was the verse that talks about, when Yahushua talks about if any person comes in any other door, you know, he's a thief and a robber. Okay.
Yes.
So I used that one for the Christmas one because we know that Satan, which, okay, the world calls Santa, we know that he comes in through the chimney and he sends into hell fire. So, you know, I try to really keep it moving.
Oh, you know, I never thought about that. Also, so Satan comes through the chimney through the fire.
Yeah.
Ah. Okay.
So, I mean, there's a lot of information in here. I also use some excerpts from some pagans, specifically witches, and they will tell you we're the ones put the Christmas tree in. You know, they admit it, and then we go with the history of it. So they're going to find that a lot of this stuff stems back to Egypt, ancient Egypt, Samaria, and it's purely pagan. And a lot of the things that are spoken of in Old Testament, as far as us getting involved into these type of wickedness, you know, I try to make a link to that where a lot of people don't understand the full meaning even behind New Year's and things like that. But it all is basically the same deity. We show historical pictures to where you can see it's the same deity. Father Time, the Grand Reaper, the Saint Nicholas, and, you know, it's just that a lot of things have been put over our eyes because we knew no better. It's just a tradition, but it's nothing that our father wanted us to get into. So I go over a lot of that material, give the origins and even the reasons why, allowing people to understand that these people who practice darkness, okay, they worship Satan. A lot of the days that the church system has incorporated into what what many of us are into as far as practicing like a Christmas and New Year's, Easter, showing its pagan origins and showing what it's really about. So I think that one's going to be a really eye-opener for a lot of people who are in the religious systems, and it might even open some more eyes to the people who are finding out they're Hebrews, because there's a lot of things inside the video, and I tried to give as much as possible. I tried to, just like I did for the other one, I connect the dots, go back forward in history with scripture.
Nice. Nice.
So I think it'll be right on point for what we need. Now, the Project Dark Age 2011, that one that I'm going to be doing, I haven't actually, excuse me.
No, 2012,
there you go.
Yeah.
That one, I haven't figured out the complete title for that one yet, but what I do know, I would like to, I'm actually going over a lot of the material. It's showing our people. That one's going to take you like through a quick history of the Bible, whereby we give the scripture and we give the both physical and spiritual understanding of from the very beginning to the very end as far as what we're seeing today and what we need to do as his chosen people to get back into the kingdom. This is going to be geared for both the Hebrew and the Gentile. So it's going to be more like a quick, brief history of what happened in the beginning all the way, and I'm not going to go into a lot of detail like I'm going to make a Genesis series. A lot of people have requested that. I will go into a Genesis series, but that's going to be something else. So this one's going to be like a quick overall of the entire scriptures, showing what we did, who we are, first of all, how special we are to the Father, what got us into this condition, whereas we were the head, now we're the tail. Understanding when Yahushua came into the world, what the purpose was for.
Okay.
Understanding what he was trying to relate to us in New Testament. The world totally teaches opposite. Okay, but there was a special thing that he did when he came up on earth. I'm going to get into that in the video, as well as what we need to obtain that kingdom again, to come back righteously to our Father. And for those who want to get saved, what they need, you know, the word saved nowadays means something totally different. The word sanctified with the teaching in the church means something totally different. All the words that pertain to our people have been twisted and perverted. And
yes,
when people don't know the truth, because we know the Bible tells us the truth is what's going to make us free, when they don't know the truth and when our people are supposed to be a light to the other nations, you know, you can see how the confusion, if our people don't know, how are the other nations ever going to know? So I'm trying to get this in a way that's going to wake everybody up to what the spiritual, go deep spiritually into the scriptures and bring it all the way from the beginning to the end and then just leave it right there, because from that point on, we're waiting. We're just trying to do what we need to do. So when the Father sends Yahushua, we got our white garments on. So that's what that video is going to be about.
And Sister Georgia, now I want to ask you a question. The is there a way? Now, actually, it's a question and a suggestion. I suggest that you create a pre-order now. And the reason why I make this suggestion, because I did my little video in the Tents of Shem, and that took me forever. And it was it was a lot of work. And the time that it takes to do this, I know. So, and I look at how you did these DVDs, and I know you put in a lot of time. I don't know how you do it. How do you do all the DVD and the broadcast every day and the research? It must be – and you got the little grandbaby. I mean, sister, you must be going crazy.
Well, I tell you, and I actually do ministry by phone. A lot of people are aware that I do that. And I also get back to all the emails with scripture, because a lot of people have questions. And what I try to do is when they give me them questions, to shorten it up a little bit, I'll do a show on it. If I see that I'm getting a lot of questions where people, or there's something really good that's brought out to me, and I know that it's been being mistaught, I do shows on it. So that's how I do it. But I since the Father has opened my eyes, the blessing that he has given me is I really don't sleep much. I'm probably at this computer.
You should sleep.
Well, you know, I don't. When I need it, the Father lets me have it. But sometimes I'll be up on this computer for 3 days, and I don't think people are aware of that. And I'm up on the computer between answering messages, phone calls, blogs, preparing promos, DVDs, whatever. I'm probably around the clock, and I do try to get back with people as soon as possible, because I know that if I had a question, and I've had questions before when I first came in to learn the truth, and it takes some people never get back with you. So I try to always, you know, in a timely manner, I have to go through my email, which gets over 1,000 in a day, you know, really. So I try to get back with people as well. But this is a blessing the Father put on me, because before I came into the knowledge of being a Hebrew, I always had crazy energy, and it's just that this is something that my whole focus is on now, waking up our people, answering those questions, getting back to people, if they ask for, hey, Sister Georgia, you did this one show, could you put that into a video format? I try to go ahead and get that out there, because I'm knowing if one person's asking here, then I might get an email here. Many people probably want to get this one, so I'll just put it out there. And, you know, a lot of the things, I want to make mention to this. Every single thing that I put in these DVDs, it's already out there, okay? If the information is out there, I've either talked about it in a show or someone else has hit up on it. The only thing that I have done is put it in a concise way with actual scriptures given, and it flows. And it's to the point, and you can actually have it in DVD format, to where we know on the web our things get erased, like my YouTube sites. I made it way over 2,000-3,000 videos. That's all gone.
So let me jump in here real quick, because I'm going to forget. And the reason why I said that, because for one is I want to ask you to do something for me, and that's to give me some kind of graphic that I can put together a pre-order on the WhoaNet front page. Because I have on the page now, I have where people can order this DVD. So I'll put a pre-order on there, and I suggest people to pre-order it. So therefore, you have you have people that want it. You know what I'm saying, in the queue. And actually, I'm going to be the first to pre-order the new one from you. Okay, sister. So
oh,
you put
great.
Me on
Thank you.
On for that one. And also, the importance of having this in DVD format is that what it does is it allows you, if they do shut off the YouTube or the Daily Motions or whatever, you have a hard copy. It's almost like taking your computer hard drive and backing it up, right? If you back it up and they destroy the computer, you still got that backup. Now, we have DVDs, right? But if we have the information on a DVD, when they do destroy this web, we can pop it in, you know, whatever device that plays that DVD, and show somebody maybe two years down the road, 3 years down the road, and they'll say, oh, so this is actually going on. You know what I'm saying? So what you're doing, we don't really know the repercussions of it until it plays out in the future, you know? But look, sister, I think we're going to have to move on, because time is ticking down, but I just want to thank you so much for coming. I want to know if anybody has any questions. I don't know. Brother D, are you on the line? Hold on 1 second. Okay, Brother D might have stepped away for a second there. But what I want to do is I'm going to have to move on to something else. But before I do, I want to thank Sister Georgia for coming in. And
oh, you're welcome. Hey, I feel blessed to be able to attend these meetings. I think these meetings are very important, and I will be putting them in our events and always promoting them.
Thank you, sister. And I'll do the same for you, you know. And I just want to let people know, like I said before, I support this sister. When no one else was listening, she was listening to me. She put out the broadcast, They Live Because We Sleep. And ever since she did that, she put Dawid Yaqob on the map. And I'm indebted to her. And I love her. And I support what her efforts and what Sister Georgia does. And I ask you to support her as well. Okay? All right. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to start to first, I want to make sure Brother D is on.
Brother, I'm here. D, I had it on mute.
No, no problem. I did the mute thing, too. I was talking for like 30 seconds. Didn't even know I was on mute. And it was some good stuff, too. But anyway. What we're going to do is, you know, I have never seen this many callers. So I don't
I'm
know.
I'm going to open them up.
I don't know who's on, man. It's like, you know, I'm seeing at least 14, 15. And then we got the chat is blowing up. So, you know, something.
I think I recognize Jamel's number and the sister from Atlanta, I know.
Okay.
That's about it. The rest of them are like new, I think.
Okay. How about the brother and sister from Canada, Brother Sherelle and Richard? Do you think they're here?
Hello?
I don't know. I'm going to open them up and check.
Okay.
Shalom, Jamel.
Hello?
It's mine, man.
Hey, y'all.
I got all of them.
Hello?
Yes.
I want to say something.
Yes. Who?
Okay, my name is Greg. Can you hear me?
Yeah, who is this?
My name is Brother PJ. I normally listen to George's broadcast all the time. And I just kind of wanted to add on to what I thought you was trying to say to her, and you put out some interesting stuff. Okay, we got our DVD, and I sat down and watched it, and I seen what a powerful DVD that was. And I feel that we should support Georgia, and personally, monthly, I support her. And before she came out with the DVD, I was supporting her, and then I bought a copy. But the most high that he had me do is he had me go buy 400 packs of CDs. And make copies, and I've been going to barbershops and beauty salons and Walmart, and we take a flyer that says, who are we? We have some scriptures on it. It says, this flyer
wait, Hold on, brother. Can you step back a little bit, because it's hard to hear you. I want to make sure that that is clear, okay? Okay,
can you hear me better now?
Hold on, wait a minute for a second. PJ, what's your phone number, the first three digits?
It's 702.
Okay. All right. I got it. I'll put the rest on mute.
Okay.
Brother. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can I go now?
Okay. Yes. Okay. Go ahead, brother.
All right. Well, first of all, I want to say I understand that it's work, and we should be doing the work is what we should do. That's what the Messiah and his disciples did. They were called to do the work. So what George is doing, she's putting in work. So we should support her, you know, and we do support her. We support her monthly. But so what we had been doing down here, and I live in Atlanta, Georgia, is we had a flyer, and it says, who are we? It says, this flyer is addressing all of those descendants from the slaves in Northern America and abroad. It also includes those of Latino descent who left the Babylonian captivity to come to the land which never men dwelt. Those who Christopher Columbus found. And then we go into some scriptures. The ox knoweth his owner, the ass his master's crib, but Israel doeth not know, my people doeth not consider. We go into some scriptures on Deuteronomy on here. And then at the end of the flyer, we have George's website, and we're going to put your new website, the new wakeuphebrew.com on the flyer too. But we've been
going
to barbershops, beauty shops, Walmart, and we've been passing out this flyer. When we watched George's DVD, we went and got hundreds of CDs, and we've been printing the DVD out and giving it away to people. But the Most High told us that he let us give this DVD away. I know she's trying to sell them, but we're giving it to people who ain't going to buy it anyway, because they not the Most High is trying to wake his people up. These are not people who's listening and buying DVDs. These are people getting a haircut. These are people shopping at Walmart. These are people who need to know that they Hebrew Israelites, and they need to know it now. They need this DVD in their hand. Now, the Most High is going to bless you, Sister Georgia, if you still out for what you're doing, but you may not get financially contributed by selling these CDs $16 an hour now, but you need to give people a red light to get this DVD out, and I believe that that's what Brother Dawid was trying to tell you, and I'm not going to, you know, I ain't trying to hate on you or nothing like that, because I need to be supporting you myself, but this DVD needs to be brought to the people.
I agree. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah, and I'm sorry about that, but we've been putting it, you said you wanted it out in every state. Well, maybe it's getting out of the state of Georgia.
Can you hear me? Can anyone hear me?
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, we hear
you. Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, okay, good. Hey, Brother PJ, I want to tell you, you're doing a wonderful job, and I welcome anybody to do that, because the Father's going to take care of me regardless. He's always right there on time. But the whole purpose for this Project Dark Age is to get it out to the people, to get it out to the people, wake our people up. So that's I commend you on that. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and thank you, Most High. And I'm glad I'm getting to be a part of this. You know, we all, everybody on this phone line who's doing their part, however the Most High is leading you, because when we go out, it takes time with each person, because you got, they don't know nothing, so you have to go into the spirit, and you're out for hours, and you might be tired, but it's a privilege that we getting to do this. Out of all the souls and out of all the people he put on this earth, he saved us for this time, and I'm elated, and I'm glad, and I'm grateful for you, I'm grateful for Brother Dawid, and I mean, I know you don't even know me, Brother Dawid, but I do listen to your show too.
Thank you,
and I'm grateful for what the Most High is doing.
And can I say something? You know, we have to look at how this world works, right? And when you, okay, it's like this. The other day, I went to the store, and they were giving away some free candy, right? Like crazy. Uh-huh. Now, that free candy was advertisement because they knew that later they're going to purchase it. Now, I know that's a very worldly way of thinking, but this is how it's done. What's going to happen is because people are giving away Sister George's DVD like wildfire. Now, that's advertisement for her. And then what's going to happen is people are going to come in because the main purpose on doing this is waking up the Most High. That's ain't no money worth more than that. Right now, when these people are waking up, now we have new people in the family, and the Most High is always going to support you for that because you're doing his work, you know. So I hear what you're saying, brother, and I totally agree with you 100%.
Okay, that's the gist of what I wanted to say, but at the same time, everybody who's listening to Georgia or whoever, I mean, I can't support everybody personally because I have a meager income and a meager job. But this month I moved. I had to buy new furniture. I had to buy new beds and everything else. And I had to pay my down payment and pay my rent. But the Most High may have me. And every month I put my money for Georgia because I choose to support Georgia because I've learned so much with her. She's one of the first people that. And so, yeah, I mean, I put my, this like that's a bill. I put her money to the side. And I make sure she gets that money. And that's what everybody needs to do. It's time out for you because you're not going to take it with you. So we need to be giving into the kingdom of the Most High. I do that. And then also I know that giving, like if I see people who are homeless or whatever, instead of me just telling you you're a Hebrew, I might hand you $5 or $10 and say, don't thank me, thank the Creator, and then go into the spirit that you're a Hebrew. And that's much more effective. We need to do what we can to help one another. And we need to learn how to help one another now because when Yaakov's trouble comes to the fullness, and then it's the concentration camps, and you got a backpack, and you got so little food in it or whatever, you're going to need to know how to already give with people and how to help people, and we need to wake up, because this thing, like you said, and it just jumped in my spirit, this thing is happening.
It's happening right now, and we better wake up. I mean, we better wake up. Woo. Okay, brother, thank you so much for that. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Hey, I want to ask you, if you can sign up for the Who and That. you know, so we can share information?
I just signed up for it as soon as you said it.
Okay, thank you. And everybody, sign up because, you know, this is my role here. My role is to bring as many people together as possible because I think when the hammer comes down and they cut this off, we at least have some people that we can communicate with. And if the hammer don't come down, think of how many friends you made. All right? Now, okay. So, Brother D? Brother D's on mute. You're on mute again, Brother D.
No, I'm here. I'm just trying to deal with this feedback on the line. It's pretty bad.
Okay, it's okay. You deal with the feedback, and I'm going to move on.
Okay,
we have about 54 minutes left in the show. And what I want to do is I'm going to move on to another topic. And the topic is going to be – let me look at my notes because I've been yakking. And things are going on. I think we're going to talk about current events. And actually, it's moving towards open discussion. And last week, we had a great, I'm talking a great Hebrew Council meeting. We were online, I think, for 6 hours. I think it was 6 hours we were online for. I mean, we were talking. And these are discussions that things that we can't really say to the world. Because a lot of us are learning and a lot of us are growing and a lot of the questions that we have and concerns that we have, you know, it will confuse the people that don't even know they're Hebrews yet. So those type of discussions should be offline. And I'm happy that the suggestion was made that we don't have all the Hebrew Council meetings online. Like next week, actually, it's going to be offline. Okay. And I'm going to do Rise of the Black Messiah. That's actually going to do that. So that's going to be an off week, and then we're going to be online again the week after. So we're going to kind of do it like that. But I'll make sure I post it on the WhoNet website so people can know exactly what's going on. And you have my phone number. You can call me up. Reach me on Skype. Anytime that you want to speak, you can call me. I'll be there. But just remember, I'm actually 6 hours ahead or 9 hours ahead, depending on where you are, because I'm in Sweden. But, you know, I'm available. Just write me an email, and I'll write you back. Now, the discussion today should be current events. And I really wanted to bring up the speech at the UN with what the president of Iran said. And if people have to understand that he is actually – he just mentioned he mentioned 9/11, okay? And that's what people focused on. But what people don't realize in the speech, he actually mentioned the slave trade. And he mentioned about how the people have to pay retributions. Not financially, though, necessarily. They have to acknowledge what they've done. Now, why is this important? It's important because the European nations are listening to what the president of Iran says. And I don't say his name because I don't know how to say it. It's Aminadev, Aminadev, I think. I butchered it. So we'll just say the president of Iran. The president of Iran spoke at this meeting, and he called them out. Okay? He called them out. And what did they do? They got up and walked away. All right? They got up and walked away. So what we have to understand is that they know what they've done, and we are waking up, okay? And it's documented twice. He did this twice. He did this in 2010 also, called him out on the exact same thing. They're going to take this man out, just like they took out Gaddafi because he called them out. You know? Now, understand, Europe is filthy rich off of the blood of the African. Filthy rich. The rubber trade, the diamonds, the gold, you know what I mean? You name it, they are exploiting it and becoming rich off of it. They did not even, they didn't do anything for the transatlantic slave trade for the past 400 years, and they're doing nothing for their destruction of the third world. They made a third world, okay? So, and his speech called him out on that. And that's kind of where I want the next topic to go on, if everybody wants to lead there or into another one. What's everybody's opinion on that?
Well, you mentioned 9/11 and called out the
slave trade.
Yeah, you mentioned 9/11. You said it was an inside job.
Yeah. Who was that?
Hello?
Hello. What's the what's your first 3 digits so we know who's talking?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, what's your name?
Oh.
Sister Lane.
This is Eliana. This is Sister Lane.
Hey, Sister Lane, how you doing? Welcome, sister.
Hey, how are you guys? I wanted to say Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Okay. Well, no, I was listening, and I really don't have a comment at this moment. You were introducing the speech that Obama made during the recent UN General Assembly.
No, it wasn't Obama. It was the president of Iran, Aminadab.
Oh, Iran. Oh, okay. Okay. Well, no, I was just listening. I'm going to actually, at this point, I'm just going to go on because I'm driving. Well, driving on Shabbat for some reason. But I'm going to go on mute, and I wanted to listen to some more comments before I made a comment.
Okay, sister. Yeah, welcome.
Hi.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom, man. Who's calling?
510. Yeah, listen, I want to say that Shabbat Shalom, first of all, and I'm really under the belief that the Father is going to use the Medes, Persia, Iran in the last hour against this country, against Babylon. And so I'm not surprised to hear him making those statements. And I know that I don't want to get off topic, but Brother Dawood, this is V the Preacher from 510. I do want to call you and talk to you. There's some things that I know you're endorsing as it pertains to the sister, but I don't want to air our dirty laundry out in the open. I've got some questions about directing people to a website where certain people are not in total agreement of the entire message. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom, brother. But yeah, I think you should talk to me offline on that. And let me make a statement on that. Now, there's a lot of people that I've supported in the past that I don't support.
I don't know.
But
I need to
there are things that they have information
about you,
that are useful.
We
got to mute somebody up, brother.
Other people's website that we don't talk.
Okay, I'm sorry about that, y'all. There are certain people that I supported in the past that I don't support because their message started to sway towards something that is going to mislead our people in the wrong direction. Now, brother, I totally respect your comment, but we have to understand that when we were in Christianity, all of it led us in the wrong direction. All of it did. We are coming to a point now where we are new to this information and we are just waking up to who we are, and the new information that we have is new. So we have to now be self-teachers, and we have to have extreme good discernment in order to filter out all of the crap to get to the meat. Now, we can't depend on man to do this for us. We can't look at somebody and say, oh, this guy is the devil, okay? And that, since he's the devil, I'm not going to accept anything he says, because now we're judging this man. That's just the person. Now, if the information that he has, now there's a couple people I'm not going to mention because I'm not trying to start nothing, but there's some people that are in this movement, the Hebrew movement, that have excellent information, but they aren't the best. They don't have the best heart. So I can't throw out everything, because the Most High is still using them. You see, there's like the plan. We have to understand that this is an elaborate plan of the Most High. Everybody is playing a part. And if we shut the door to something, we might miss it. I would like that brother to come back on so he can. I don't know if you don't agree with that. That's cool, brother. But I just want to know.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Well, first of all, I don't want to have this discussion with you in the open because I think we need to always show to the public that we are unified as a front. And so I think we should be able to definitely discuss this in private. And certain things are out of order as it pertains to the scriptures, and I don't see this as a movement. But what I don't want to do is for us to begin to both justify our stances. I respect what you're saying, and I can appreciate that as well. But we also have to keep our ears and our eyes, our hearts open to the fact that 80% truth or even 98% truth can come, and there's the 2% that's a lie that can mislead our people. So there, that's all I'm saying. So I would prefer to talk with you in private because there were some things that were said from the sister on her broadcast that needs to be addressed, which is definitely out of order with the scriptures.
Okay, brother. Well, you know, you have my email and who and that, and you can contact me. Okay?
I definitely will. Shabbat shalom. Keep up the good work.
But I also suggest though that if something is out of order, then you actually talk to Sister Georgia and confront her with it and see if you can come to a consensus and then, you know, bring the correction to the public or whatever. Because if, you know what I'm saying, if something is wrong, it's good to tell the person. If they correct it, then you have a friend for life. If they don't, then you know you got to deal with it. Okay, but thank you so much, brother, for calling in. Does anybody else have a comment on the UN speech from the Aminadev? As a matter of fact, is Aminadev here or Baylin or Jamel? Let me see. There's like a lot of people on mute. Oh, there's somebody has their hand up. 586, do you have a question or a comment?
Oh, no, that's it, man.
702.
Hello, this is PJ again at 702.
Oh, hello. Did you have a comment?
I can say something about the Aminadev speech, and that is, it's just goes with what the Bible says. When I seen America and a lot of the Europeans walk out, it just made me think of how the wicked flee when nobody pursues.
Yep. Yeah, I felt the same thing.
Yeah, because everybody knows what they did about, and then now that somebody has the finally enough sense to bring it out in front of everybody, then now you want to just run from it and continue doing the same thing you've been doing.
Yeah, and it's like they're doing it right now in Libya.
Right.
You know?
And then, ever since then, I think I heard you really bring up the Libya real good, and then I got online and really looked and seen how Gaddafi was trying to do the gold denarii and seeing how, and really the men did so much for his school system and his housing, and they paid $14, I think 14 cents a gallon of gas or something there. It's just crazy that we would go against something. I wish I lived over there.
I know, right? I mean, free education. Back on it, he was paying for people's electricity. They had a video. This man, listen now, this man was riding in a car, right? I mean, out in the open, waving his hand through the streets, driving around, and nobody shot him.
And was chasing behind him, and they know they got a good thing there. And actually, where I live at, it's a lot of Ethiopians. So my question to them has been, why don't you guys and the rest of the Hamites support this man?
I know. And you know what the sad thing is? To get back to that part about him driving in the car, now, our president could not drive around the block. He would get shot in a second, right? So the people show the love that the people have for this man. Now, when you talk about the other people, the Hamites helping them, now, this was their opportunity to stand up, and they dropped the ball.
They sure did.
You know, and that's a crying shame.
It is.
You know, all they have to do is say, no, we ain't giving you our resources.
And that they could have stood up, they could have got it started, they could have drawn everybody in, they could have bought, you know, they could have at least forced this hand, forced our hand and made something happen.
Yep. They could have, man, but, it, you know, that, hey, what you going to do? What you going to do? Okay, does anybody else have any other comment? You know what? I think it's, I was going to tell y'all, it's, Brother D's doing an awesome job because we have so many callers on that it is confusing. And people have their hands up, and then when you unmute the mic, there's so much feedback that nobody can hear it. So, you know, it's, you know, we got to give the brother a hand for helping out. So the show's a little bit choppy today. But, you know, we ask if you do want to say something, you raise your hand. And we see a couple hands up. And we're going to call on, I think we should call on, wait, it's not a hand going up. 209-683.
Okay, don't get it. It's Sister Batya again.
Oh, hey, sister.
Hey, I did have a comment. I was driving, and so I couldn't really think. But I did have a comment about that Ahmadinejad speech.
Yes.
Afterwards, my husband and I were looking into the Bible codes online, and we actually came up on the interpretation of the codes pertaining to Libya, Egypt, and the nations around. There's a scripture in the Bible that says, talks about the different nations that will be brought down and destroyed along with Egypt. But if you look into the actual code, the encoded message that's in the scripture, it seems to suggest that the Father is not pleased with the way the nations have come against, especially Libya, and how they're, you know, have staged this particular event. And there was some reference to that area being a part of, you know, like the essence of God or God's, you know, presence being there. So what I got from that was the Father knew. Sometimes when we read scripture, we really have to do a deeper study. And that's why I appreciate Sister George's hard work, because, you know, she does a deeper, she goes behind the scenes. It's not just what we think when we first read the scripture. You really have to go deeper and get the precepts. And all of the Hebrew teachers have been teaching that we really have to go into the precept of what we're reading. But if you go, if you look between the lines and you really dig deep, the Father may have been giving us a foreknowledge of these events, that these nations are come under captivity. There is going to be destruction. They are killing people right now in Libya and in throughout that area of the Middle East. But the code behind it suggests that this is not the will of the Father. And the world might be looking at this, or, you know, thinking, well, the scripture says it's going to happen, but that's not, I don't believe that this is the heart of the Father. So when he made that, you know, that speech, and the Europeans and Americans walked out, they are the ones who are waging this war. They are the ones who are going to receive the judgment. And we already see this happening in our nation, in the United States, and all of the world. Nations are being judged right now. Earthquakes are happening. Different things are happening because of how they treated the Hebrew people. And we're firmly convinced that this is why we are looking at markets crashing and things that are going on in these nations, because the Father is actually shaking these nations to set his people free. That's the reason why we are waking up so quickly right now. And as you stand before, I stand behind that, and I definitely stand behind my sister. We have to get the information out, and it may not be packaged beautifully the way we receive the lies of Christianity, but we've got to get that word out to our people, because these nations are crumbling, and it's not because of us. It is because of how they treated us, but we're not going to come down with this crumble. These nations are being judged at their core, at the heart, their infrastructure, their finance, their lifeblood, which is their finance, because of how they treated us. And
yep.
So this is what's really going on, and we need to wake up as a people, and we need to not have division, And we need to understand the Father is trying to get us on board because he's going to take us out of this, of our all of the lands of our captivity. Every country that we have been brought to, he's going to bring us out. And that is the scripture. That's in Ezekiel. And so we have to understand that this is what's happening. And so all the knowledge we have and all the knowledge we can get, we need to apply it. We need to look at the scripture again differently. And we need to act according to the scripture concerning us as a people.
You know, you brought up a good point. You brought up a good point because I was sitting back the other day and I was looking at how this world, and I'm going to get to the callers. I see a lot of hands up.
I see them now.
Okay, brother. What I'm saying is I was sitting back and looking at this world, and in doing, The Rise of the Black Messiah, and I seen all the hell that they were putting our people through for hundreds of years, okay? And when we read the book of Revelations and it talks about how all this, these problems and the mark of the beast and the people dying and all that stuff, and I thought about that and I said, wait, hold on now. Daggone it, in Rwanda, they went through the mark of the beast scenario already. In South Africa, they went through the mark of the beast in the scenario already. In America, we went through the mark of the beast scenario already. You know what I'm saying? All over the third world, they went through pure hell. You know what I'm saying? Babies starving to death. People have to go through cannibalism. Daggone it. 10 million hands chopped off in the Congo in the 18th century or 1800s. You know what I'm saying? I mean, people are going through pure hell for hundreds of years. But now, the financial system is crashing. Now, the people that caused all that hell are going to go through hell. So, who is this revelation for? You know, I think it's time for us to grab some popcorn and enjoy the ride. I know that's like a harsh thing to say, but for real, as Jamel said, for real, what we need to understand is that these people here, now that their money is gone, they are going to go through what they put us through. And instead of us being scared about it, we should just let the Most High do his work. And that's why I say, I think that's what Elaine was coming at. Okay, let's get to some more callers.
Caller 954.
Shabbat Shalom. This is Sister Venus.
Hey, sister.
I have been trying to get on for the longest. I kept trying to raise my hand, it wouldn't register at all. It took me like close to an hour and a half to get in. Wow. But just to make a comment about the speech, the UN speech, I watched it live. And the only thing I can truly say is that, yeah, they got called out because he was speaking the truth. You know, however, he's in cahoots with them too. And, you know, they, along with the, you know, coming together with trying to wipe us out and wipe us out of the people. And I, just like you said, I totally am in agreement with you, brother, because at one time years ago, and this is before I came into truth, I used to be scared a lot because I'm like, all these things are going on, and the money. Now, the more that I am enriching myself in scripture and the truth, the less and less I fear. We know that, you know, the Father doesn't give us a spirit of fear anyway, so we know where it comes from. And at this point, yeah, let them, they're going to kill each other, let them kill each other. You know, things are going to happen because the scripture says so, but it makes no sense to be afraid at this point. It's time for us to really stand up and be proud of who we are, be proud of our heritage, be proud of the fact that who is our Father. You know, I always tell Georgia all the time, for me personally, when it comes down to it, even if I was not a Hebrew, I'd rather be at the gate holding the door for the Hebrews to go in than to perish. So that's where I stand at that point.
Thank you, sister. Caller 972.
Caller 972. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, this is Derek. How's it going?
Shalom, brother.
Shalom, shalom. Hey, good to hear everybody's voices, and I'm loving the fact that people are chiming in and seeing what they feel. I wanted to say that his name is Ahmadinejad.
Correct.
Just in case somebody was, you know, wondering. But yeah, I heard him talking about us also, and you know, we have to understand that it's an extremely important part of what's going on. You know, the fact that they have enslaved us all over the world. I mean, of course, the Most High said that He would scatter us to the four winds and, you know, four corners of the earth and all that. So, yeah, they have made money on us, and they are not. They, of course, they're going to get up and walk out when that topic comes up. I mean, how many times have they tried to negate the fact that, you know, they have kept us enslaved and treated us horribly? I mean, when you look at the U.S. and the history, I mean, Japanese people got retribution or whatever during World War II. Indians right now, I mean, if you know, of course, if you're an eighth Indian, you have some type of, you know, oh man, I can't even think right now. you have some type of benefits. You know, you get land, you get a check. So, but you know, have we have not, and we won't get any of that because
nothing.
That would acknowledge exactly. It would acknowledge what they've done to us, right? I mean, that the whole purpose of this curse that was put on us simply because of the fact that our ancestors did what they did, you know, that's the whole purpose of it. Well, no, I won't say that. That's not what the initial purpose was. They weren't supposed to treat us so badly, but because they've treated us so badly, you know, they're going to go through much more hell, like you were saying, Dawid, you know, because of it. So, yeah, hey, it is time to sit back and watch what's going to happen because, you know, this is just the beginning. I mean, he said that, you know, there would be earthquakes in diverse places and, you know, pestilence and famine, but he said that's just the beginning of sorrow.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, hey, just sit back. And the fact that you know, I mean, yeah, there have been a lot of us, a lot of our people who are perishing. But I mean, and I could be absolutely wrong, but I believe the fact that we do understand. I mean, those of us who have woken up, He will keep us. Okay, I mean I've said this many times, but since I've woken up to this information, my life has changed dramatically. I mean,
yeah.
Some of the things, you know, some of the things that you see happening, you know, people, you know, getting caught up in all kinds of situations. I mean, whether they're killed or put in jail or whatever, those things I truly believe we're not going to have to be concerned about because He is going to keep us. So that being said, again, like Dawid said, sit back and enjoy the ride.
With popcorn.
Yes, with some popcorn.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? Yeah. And all you can do is laugh at it, man, because we went through hell. You know what I'm saying? We went through hell, and they're talking about the coming revelations, the mark of the beast, and all this stuff. And it's like, I mean, what could you do to us that you ain't did to us already? Raped our women, threw our babies overboard a ship. Can you imagine if you had a child, someone would take that child out of the womb of the mother and feed it to an alligator? Hello? Can you imagine watching
That's
your father
right.
being hung on a tree? And then they cut off his, you know what? Burn up your child, your boy, your kid. I mean, come on, y'all. We went through hell already. You mean to tell me we got to be nervous about revelations?
Come on, that ain't nothing. That's child's play compared to what we've been through. They got to worry about it, not us. I'm sorry for getting upset, but y'all know what I'm talking about.
No, no, no. I'd like to add to that.
Yeah.
Yes. And top it off, here in the end times, they want to come up with this phony doctrine about everybody going through this judgment, this tribulation that we're all going to be thrown into. No, Gentile, this is your destruction, not mine.
Exactly.
It's yours.
It's your time.
It's yours. I'm here to wake my people up.
Yep.
So you won't see me out on the street yelling at you, cursing you, calling your names. I'm waking my people up.
Yep.
And this is your judgment, not mine. So we're gonna. I got somebody else I want to speak to, Dawid. I'm gonna check. Caller.
Brother
caller
D.
678.
One more thing, Brother D. Maybe we should open the hands of the ones that want to raise, and then if
right,
we get feedback. If we get feedback, then we'll just have to close it up again, because then everybody can just join in and stuff.
Okay, I'm opening them up now.
Okay.
All right, they're open.
Okay.
Okay, I did have... Hello? This is Bhakti again.
Hey, Bhakti.
I just wanted to say that while we're sitting back enjoying the ride, we have to remember to do what the Father called us to do. We need to repent. We need to acknowledge, you know, that the captivity that he allowed us through was just, and we need to do our part because we still need to be righteous for the Father so that we can be blameless when he brings us out. So
yeah, great point, sister. Great point.
It's his world, but we need to do our part too. I mean, we just don't get a free ride for free. I mean, we still have to qualify for it. We still have to qualify. Let's remember that.
But sister, let me make one point, though. When I say sit back and enjoy the ride, now, I have already woken up to who I was and accepted I accepted my part in on why I was asleep. And most people that are at this position are doing the same thing. We understand that the covenant, we understand that we must repent. But at the same time, we do not have to be fearful of the judgment on these people.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I understand. I'm not saying that we have to take it lightheartedly and just sit back and enjoy it like it's a joke. No, 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 no. What I'm saying is that we have to understand what is actually happening, and it is not for us. We might, you know what I'm saying, if we don't wake up, we will take on the judgment of the Gentiles. But at the same time, it's time for us to realize that the Most High is coming back for us, for his children, setting things right.
Right.
That's right.
Right.
I just wanted to qualify that because, you know, we might have new people who don't really understand, and they're still up. And remember, I had made that analogy. When you first wake up, you know, you have little kids. You know how they look when they first sit up? They're not really awake. Their eyes are open. They're not fully aware of their surroundings. So that's the way we're waking up as well. We are waking up, but we're not fully aware of, you know, what's going on. But then, you know, it takes a few minutes, and then we get our faculties, everything working together, and we can keep functioning.
Yes, yes. Thank you so much, sister.
Yeah, you know, the fact that we have woken up does, I mean, in my eyes, it means that we've done our repenting, and we've you know, searched that information out to understand who we are. Because, I mean, just let's be honest here. None of us would be here if we didn't have that in the back. You know, something is wrong. Something is wrong with the way things are going. And once I think once you get on that journey to try to find out, that is what he wants us to do. And everything else happens because it has to happen. You cannot get here unless you do your repenting and like I said, your surgery. You know, now I'm not saying that you sit back and revel in their pain and hardship. No, I'm saying sit back and look at what's happening.
But at the same time, we still have to continue doing what we're doing right now. I mean, whenever I get a chance, whenever I see somebody, you know, another Hebrew that that has that in the, you know, they're in their Christian life and they have a question. You can always see it. You always see it that there's some dissatisfaction in a person when they know that something is wrong with what they're being taught. And when I see that, I automatically start them down that path. I start down that introduction and start talking to them about it. And once that, you know, I mean, just like myself, once their eyes open to that, man, that is a wonderful thing. I mean, on their end, it's wonderful. And I mean, on my end, it's wonderful because to see someone wake up to it, that's a beautiful thing. That is a beautiful thing. And to know that what the word says about the Most High or Yahshua coming back for us, man, that is beautiful.
And you know what I was doing today? I was feeling so good that I was like, any brother or sister I seen that I suspected to be a Hebrew, I was writing down the URL for the website just so they can go in and look at it. And since I'm in Europe, you know, a lot of people are from Africa, you know, and a lot of we're all damaged. All of us are just damaged, you know, and I'm trying to reach out to as many people as possible because now I get it. You know, in Christianity where they were, you know, most of us involved in that Christian stuff and we went to work to go tell people about Jesus, that fire to tell Jesus. I never felt that, you know. I'm like thinking they already know about Jesus. What am I going to tell them anything different about Jesus? What possibly else can I say? You know about the Catholic Church. You know about the Protestant movement. Do you know Jesus? Of course they know Jesus. What am I going to tell them something different about Jesus? So I didn't understand that. But now I understand. See, this information is not known. This is what you have to teach people and tell them about. Y'all see where I'm coming from?
Yep.
See, it's an eye opener, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, let me see. We got about 17 minutes left, okay? And I don't know, is brother Keith on the call? Brother Dawid? I think he's 708, because he came up with some scriptures. Do you see Brother Dawid, Brother D? No, I don't think he's on the call. Oh, that's okay. Brother, he's not on the call, but what happened was he came up with some scriptures, and I'm going to try to find them again because it was talking about us as the Hebrews, and it was talking about, it was in Leviticus. It was one of those scriptures that are hidden. Not really hidden, that you have to kind of dig it up. Well, actually, I'm going to try to find that. And let me see, where is it? Okay, I have to find it. It's in my notes. I got so many things going on. But look, as I find that, let's do this. Is there any? There's a couple of hands up. It's 303, 209, 773. Do you have anything to say?
Hello, Brother Dawid. How are you?
Hello, who is this?
Oh, my name is Shawan. I listen to you occasionally, but I've never raised my hand. But I just wanted to put out a quick comment about Ahmadinejad. Last year he made a similar speech, and I can't recall exactly what it was, but I know they walked out on him on that at the UN.
Yep.
They walked out on that one also. And as far as this one about the slavery and everything, I'm with Sister Venus on this. They're all in cahoots. I guess he must be the one that's kind of getting out of line over there, and they're trying to get him back in line. The Medo-Persians, which are not really Ahmadinejad people, they're not the original Medo-Persians, but they all have something going on. And as soon as these people, as soon as they get out of line, Hussein, they go ahead and destroy them. Now, I don't know exactly what's going on, what's going to happen with Iran, because I don't think they're going to go as quietly as the guy in Libya or the guy in Egypt or Saddam Hussein. I think they may have a problem with him. Also, I just wanted to say, when we were talking about the people who've gotten, what's the word I'm looking for? Reparations as far as the Japanese and the Native Americans. I know there's a lot of teaching that Native Americans are part of the tribes, but I don't understand how with the, they have casinos, they have land, and the other day I was online and it popped up a payday loan from Sky something that was part of a Native American tribe. And a lot of them aren't actually Native Americans either. A lot of them are very much Caucasian. So I just wanted to put that out there because it always kind of bugged me. I couldn't understand how they fell up under the curses, but, you know, that's just me.
It's not just you, sister, because a lot of these teachings, and I think a brother that called in earlier that was mentioning this, he hit on a point, and that's one of the things too that always bugged me was the Native American thing, and I think we need to really correct how we are teaching this stuff, you know. But sorry for interrupting you, sister. Keep going.
Yeah, well, I just put a couple things since we're on that. When it comes to these tribes and people think they know who they are and where they're at, they very well may to a certain extent. You can take the one, like I think they say Ephraim is Puerto Rico, and they link it to the Tiano Indians. Well, there are also Africans that were brought to Puerto Rico, but they never mention the Africans that were there also, although they do say that they would be a cake unturned. I understand that. I just think that sometimes they're just taking these things a little bit too far. And for the last one, I have to say that the Chileans and the Argentines, I don't understand how possibly they could be Hebrews when those people are mostly descendants of Italians and Spaniards who now speak Spanish, and they are Caucasian. So I don't understand how they fall up under the curses and how they would be Hebrews. I just have to put that out there because it really bugs me.
Sister, can I ask you to please join the WhoaNet, because I like your fire. And I like your knowledge, and I like your spirit, and I ask if you can please join us, because I would like to speak to you offline, if that's cool.
Sure.
Okay, sister. Go to whoanet.org and sign up. Because
it's
called
WhoaNet?
WhoaNet, HWUNET.org. Or go to HebrewsWakeUp.com. Because you hit on a very important discussion, and you know, it's like, okay, if the Hebrew Israelites, okay, and I don't like using the word Israelite, y'all know, because the things that I've learned about it, but we'll just for argument's sake, if the Hebrew Israelites did come here on ships and mix in with these people, then yes, that's how you can trace the tribes through the mixing, because we were all mixed up. But when you start to say that this is this and the Chileans, man, you'd call it a Constanesis. Who those is it the conquistadors? You're calling the conquistadors the tribes.
Right.
You're confusing people.
Blasphemy.
I mean, that's what it's meant for.
I don't want to put this out here like this, but come on, y'all. It's ridiculous.
That's what it's for. It's meant to confuse people, because when I first started learning about all this, you know, they were saying, you know, the Native Americans were, you know, the tribe of Dan, and, you know, going through all this. And I'm like, wait a minute. I mean, all it is to muddle everything up and make you and get you confused, and then ultimately discourage you from believing you are, you know, that we are the Hebrews. That's what it's meant for.
Well, you know, I don't know what it's for, you know, and I agree with you, you know what I'm saying, to that, because, you know, I mean, to me, it's a no-brainer, and I didn't think it was this bad when it came to that, you know, and probably a lot of people are probably angry with me for even bringing that up, but, hey, whatever, it is what it is. I, personally, I think it's kind of ignorant to really come to that. Because and the reason why I say that is because we have people looking at us called Jews, okay? And they are seeing how we are handling this information, and we go, and when we say something like the Hawaiians are the tribe of Israel, and then we use the daggone Hebrew star, that's the star of Moloch, they're looking at us and being like, we ain't got nothing to worry about. We ain't got nothing to worry about.
Exactly. But I think that information is injected. You know, I mean, we got to remember, there's always going to be someone or something out there trying to keep us from achieving the ultimate principle or the ultimate objective for, you know, that we have. You know, we may not even understand our ultimate objective because, like you said, we're just children in this information. There is so much that we don't understand. I mean, no matter how much we try to say we understand the word, we don't, because we are so many millennia, or rather, we are millennia removed from this information. I mean, because we have to remember that the ancestors that ultimately caused the slavery and all that, I mean, it didn't happen just before. You know, we're talking about at least 1,000 years before slavery came into effect.
Yep.
Or rather, at least 500 years before then. I mean, because in many cases, the Most High does not act immediately, you know, on what we do. So it was at least 500 years before slavery actually came into effect. So we're talking a millennia of information, of being lost. And all that information, I mean, we can't gain it. We can't get this information back in just a decade. I mean, I can't even say it's been a decade since people have really, truly woken up. You know, the real Hebrews. I mean, look at, I mean, most of us have only known about this within the last 5-6 years.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and that's on the very outer edge of coming into this information, and there is no way in the world we can unteach ourselves many decades of Christianity and come back into this information. It's just not possible. So I mean, when you look at the word, there's so much information that we have to scratch our heads to. We're still trying to figure it out. When the people that initially had this, I mean, they wrote it. You know what I mean? They didn't have to figure it out. They knew it. So that thereby they could write about it. So. Yeah, I mean, we still have a long way to go, and they know that.
Yeah, yeah, and that's why we have to come correct. I mean, if you're serious about this, really serious about this, then just take the time to think. You know, I mean, try to think before you speak, and don't get so offended. You know, just,
right?
We ain't got time for this. We don't have time, and that's why. When certain things come out and people don't react in a way that I think they should be reacting based on the situation we're in, it makes me really think and really wonder what spirit is really dwelling in that person, if y'all know where I'm coming from.
Right. You know?
So anyway, you know, in the chat room, someone put up Psalms 88, and... was that somebody on the call right here? No. Psalms 88 and 3. For my soul is full of trouble, and my life draweth nigh unto the grave. I am counted with them that go down into the pit. I am as a man that hath no strength, free among the dead, like the slain that lie in the graves, whom thou rememberest no more. And they are cut off from thy hand.
No, Brother Dawid, that Psalms 83:3. That's what they put up.
Oh, it's 83:3. Okay, because I'm trying to put the connection. No. I'm thinking like, what does that have to do with it? Okay, let me get this back. 83:3. Oh, they
yes.
have taken. Oh, that's okay. Now I get it. Now, okay, they have taken crafty counsel against thy people and consulted against thy hidden ones. Okay, I heard that. They had come. They have said, "Come and let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Yaakov may be no more in remembrance." But they have consulted together with one consent. They are confederate against thee, the tabernacle of Edom, and the Ishmaelites of Moab, and the Hagarnes. You know what? That says it all, don't it, Brother D?
Yes. Yeah, that's a list. That's a list of the guilty party.
Yeah, and they got a whole list of them. And that's what Aminadab was saying. Now, Aminadab. Now that guy, you know what? I do believe, you know, if he is working for them, then his job is to acknowledge what they've done. You know what I'm saying? To the world. And to see how they respond to it. And there has to be some kind of disagreement with that. You know?
Can I say something?
Yeah.
I say
we can't hear you.
Yeah, okay, here we go.
Well, the Bible talks about how the meats would be stirred up against them, and then they wouldn't regard silver or gold. So, and then also Ishmael is considered being a wild one. And I just, even though they may be in it to a certain extent, because we know that they had a part to do with the slave trade at one time or another in history, I think that they are, but look, they still get the short end of the stick as far as from Edom, too. So I think they just pretty much tired. I think everybody's, see, the thing about being under the administration of the devil is it just gets tiring because the Amalekites are the Jewish people and then the Edomites are on top and everybody else is on bottom. So even if we did conspire, I'm looking at you like, well, where's our part? You know, y'all got us living third world. We've been living third world for the last 100 years or so. I mean, hundreds of years or so. You know, and so I think them people's ready to go ahead and try to take power for themselves. Look at what China's doing. China's positioning themselves, and they saying, hey, we about ready to take this thing. You know, you Jews and y'all white people, y'all been set at the top. We ready for y'all to come on down. I know we conspiring together, but when you conspire with people and the devil and the Most High is not in it, greed comes into effect. So yeah. I think we're dealing with all these type of things going on right here. And I just want to interject this, too, about the Native Americans. I thought, personally, the fact that Mexicans could be the torchers, because I grew up in California, and I know that they're very racist. And when I first heard they could be the tribe of Issaquah, I thought that tooth and nail. But also, I've been to Mexico, and I see the condition that the average Mexican person lives in. And they literally have nothing. Now, the teaching that I heard on it, they take the Apocrypha and tie them in, and it just, it kind of makes sense to me. So, I mean, I'm not saying they are for sure, but I'm just careful on how I fight them, because I could say the only Hebrews are black or dark-skinned or whatever, but then when we look in America, there are Hebrews that range in a variety of different colors, so I'm just careful to fight them.
Well, you know, one thing that we have to remember, too, is that we are given the little evidence of the people that look
hold on, brother. We have like a minute and 48 seconds left.
Oh.
So what's going to happen is we're going to have to the council meeting is going to have to go over to overtime for a little bit. So before we go into overtime, I just want to thank everybody for coming. Okay. If you want to go over, I think you just stay on the line, and then we'll go over. I don't know how that works. Anyway, we're going to keep talking. And you can listen to this in the archive. I got the 90 seconds mark. And I just want to thank the Most High for bringing us together. I pray that you all have a blessed week and a blessed Shabbat. And, you know, the information that I said, I hope I have not offended anyone. But if I did, give me an email. Let's talk about it before you blacklist me. Because I've been blacklisted before, and I don't want to get blacklisted. I'm just joking. Anyway, y'all, thank you so much for coming. Much love. I'm going to play an audio file, and then we're going to come back on the other side. Okay? All right, so let me see what we got. Actually, I'm going to play the Mountaintop speech from Martin Luther King. Here we go. All right.
For the fact, y'all understand.
Here we go.
We've got some difficult days ahead.
But it really doesn't matter with me now. Because I've been to the mountaintop. I don't mind. Like anybody, I would like to live a long life. Longevity has its place. But I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will. And He's allowed me to go up to the mountain. And I've looked over, and I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land. So I'm happy tonight. I'm not worried about anything. I'm not fearing any man. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord.
Okay, I'm back. Brother Derek, you still there?
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Okay. Can you please get back to your point that you're saying?
Yeah. Okay. So basically what we have to remember is that we're told how, especially the Most High and Yahshua, how they look. I mean, we're told that there's, the color of their skin, the constitution of their hair, that it was like wool. Okay. We are a very, very unique people in this world.
Yes.
Most
exactly.
of the people in this world do not have hair like us. They some of them have dark skin like us. But that's only because of the mixtures that went on, because they have to have mixed with us to get as dark as as us. Like, the only people that I can think of right offhand are Indians, or like from India, that get anywhere near as dark as us. But then even to that, they're very different from us. You know, they get the same color, but they don't get the sheen that we have, because most black like us. I mean, if we're really black, for one, we're very little hair, and then we have a very shiny appearance. There's a very shiny appearance to our skin because of the oiliness.
Derek,
but that right
sorry.
There is one thing.
Sorry.
What's that?
Derek, I'm sorry. The volume on your speaker. Can you cut it down?
Oh, sure. Hold on. Okay, is that better?
Yeah, okay, go ahead. I thought it was you, but you got it turned down all the way, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, actually, I have my computer on mute. I'm actually on my phone.
Oh, okay.
So, and then there was another thing, too, that I just read about, is that Mexicans are now, when it asks you what your background is as far as your racial background or whatever, they are now only being given the option of choosing white. Okay? But see, you got to remember, they keep us exclusively separate from them. It's pretty much either you're black or white. I mean, that's just how it is. I mean, so, when
true.
You look at all this, we are exclusively kept different. But any other group of people, whether they're Mexican, whether they're Native American, whether they're Indian, whether they're Asian, they're given, in many cases, the option to choose that they are a part of their group as opposed to a part of ours. And in any case, I mean, so many times I've met people who were absolutely, obviously not Caucasian, they identify themselves as being white. And that's completely okay with white people. So it's pretty obvious that Mexicans, Native Americans, all these other people, they're not part of the – they cannot be a part of the tribes, because they're not being held – outside their group. They're being accepted, whereas we're still being held. I mean, it's that's my, you know, that's the way I'm looking at it. I mean, and that's why I'm saying that all that information is just, it's only there to confuse us. It's only there to muddle this this whole movement, you know, this whole coming into this understanding. It, that's all it's for. It's only to keep you confused in that, and then ultimately discourage you from believing that you are a child, the original seed of the Most High.
Yeah, that'll make you.
Dawid, without even saying much, I'd like to back Brother Derek up 100%. I could go into it and tell you why, but he summed it up for me. And I know people will get mad and they want to argue about it, but we don't think much as a people. We don't analyze anything. Anything that's handed to us, we take it if it feels good. But this stuff was designed to cloud the picture, muddy the waters. Everybody else is all included. Mm-hmm. And it just he's telling the truth. I'm telling you, I back you up 100%, Brother D. I do. I know what you're saying, and I get it.
Yeah.
Hey, can I say something? Let me. Just today, I have actually a good friend of mine, Satnam. Satnam is from Punjab, which is it's they wanted to make it a part of India, but they fought like hell, so they wouldn't make it a part of India. And he's here today, and he's going to hang out. We're going to do some studying later on. And it's a very spiritual brother. Now, he knows he's not Hebrew, okay? He's not even going to claim that, okay? But now listen to this. The Jewish state has just accepted 15,000 Jews. What are they called, brother?
Sabai.
Some tribe, I mean, what is? Okay, he's telling there's a tribe from the eastern state of India, and the Jews accepted them as a lost tribe of Israel. Okay, now I bring this up because now we have to think about this. Now, if the Jews are accepting 15,000 people from India as the lost tribe of Israel, the only reason why they're accepting them is for a purpose of confusion. Because the only reason why these people do something is to benefit themselves. Now, they know that the Hebrews are waking up. Okay? If the Hebrews are waking up, then they'll say, okay, we'll make sure we'll have these people be Jews, these people be Jews. They have some Jews in China. They have Jews here. So we would just be another voice to say we're Jews. But we're not. We're Hebrews. And we have to make a distinction for that. Now, it's like a counterfeit dollar. I made this analogy before. If I told you this was a dollar and it was blue, you'd be like, that's not a damn dollar. Dollars are green. You would know right away because there ain't no such thing as a blue dollar. Not American dollar, right?
Right.
But if I were to tell you that the original people, to know them, they have to be of dark skin, woolly hair, you know what I'm saying? Thick lips. This is a characteristic to identify something that is not a counterfeit.
Right.
But if I'm telling you that this Mexican is a Hebrew of the seed of Yaakov, right? You'll be like, no, he's not. He ain't got no woolly hair and thick lips and big nose. How did that happen? Then you would have to say, well, he has the blood of a Hebrew of the seed of Yaakov. Then you can say, oh, it's based on his blood mixed in. Then that's the only way that it could possibly be that way. Because if he don't look like a Hebrew, he ain't no Hebrew, because that's a counterfeit. And if we push that doctrine out there and say these people are us and they look nothing like us, then we better do some serious explaining on how that happened.
Yeah,
that's all I'm saying about that.
Right. Now, I'm going to say one more thing here, okay? This is. I know a lot of times, I mean, we have different mixes in our families. I mean, a lot of us do have Hispanic backgrounds in our family or white or whatever, look here, you don't have to worry about them. And the reason why I say that is because, see, all these, we got to remember, the Most High is, he is the Most High for a reason. He made us all. He made all of this. He made a provision for everybody, okay? He made a provision. Even though those people, Mexicans or white people, they are not a part of the physical manifestation of the seed of Jacob, okay? He has already said that if any of them should believe upon him the way we do, they shall be accepted in and become a part of the seed of Jacob. Okay? That's where that provision is. That's how we, you know, you don't have to feel bad or think that, oh man, you know, they're not. No, that's not how it works. He's already said they can come in. What is it? In Romans, it says that we were cut out. He had to cut us out. He had to cut the natural part of the olive tree out so that he could graft the wild part in. He could graft them in so to give them an opportunity to come into this, okay? But ultimately, he's going to graft us back in. I mean, that's what's happening right now. We're being grafted back in. See, so it's all taken care of, you know. But, you know, I'm just saying, don't fall into all of that right there. It'll just confuse you and anybody else that you're trying to bring up to speed on this knowledge.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, with that, and sometimes I think maybe it's maybe it is that. Maybe they want to bring everybody in on it. You know, in on the blessing, but like you said, you have to grafting into the blessing.
Right.
You know? Somebody talking, or is that a back just background chatter? Sounds like that's some background chatter. Anyway, to get back to what we were talking about, and like I said, the thing is, bringing this up, you know, people shouldn't get offended by it and shouldn't get angry and all heated, because if you get angry and heated over this discussion, then I think you should think about why you're getting angry and heated over this discussion, because if it is something that's going to break a deception, then maybe we should have this discussion, you know, maybe we should really analyze it and say, okay, why are you getting angry at this? And what does this change at the end of the day? What does it really change? You know? I mean, the Hebrews are supposed to wake up to who we are. We're supposed to, you know, regain the covenant of the Most High. Understand why we fell. Okay? We're just finding out who we are. And now we're like saying, oh, the Mexicans and the Hawaiians and the Chileans and the stuff. I mean, we shouldn't even be going there yet. We should find out, okay, who are these people right now here? Okay? Now what happened? Let's focus on this right now and figure out what is these we were supposed to do. Everything else is kind of like fogging us. You know, we're like creating this fog. And we don't have time to be creating fog. We need clarity right now, you know, and we have to question on where this all came from. Yes.
Oh, you can still hear me. I hope that I wasn't making any noise, because that feedback is horrible. But the only thing that I can think of, I really appreciate you guys going into that, because it really bothered me, and I thought it was a waste of time, because I felt like if those groups are Hebrew, as they, if people are saying it, which is not coming from them, then they should. Well, I did see a few of them saying that they want YouTube. Then it's up to them to prove it. But the only thing I think they may even closely be correct about is about the tribe of Judah majority being in America, because that's where things happen. I think that's the only thing they may be close to being correct about. Other than that, I wonder with some of these groups, is it a love for the women that they're after, or exactly what? Because I don't get it. But
you know, I just thank you guys for, like, going into that, because it was really, really upsetting me. I really couldn't figure out exactly what they were doing in the Mayans and, you know, the pyramids. And I'm thinking, well, it seemed like they may have had some contact with the Fallen, so I'm not quite sure what's going on with that. So, you know, I just appreciate you guys going into that, because once you bring it up to some of these groups, they just go back through the scriptures that they used to say that these people were the group. So, you know.
Yeah, but sister, thank you for bringing it up. You know, and I think it's something that should be discussed. And like I said, we're gonna actually, when we have our Hebrew Council meetings offline, I think we should get into it a lot more and actually dig into the root on where it came from and who actually started it. You know, I mean, because if it is a stumbling block for our Hebrew brothers and sisters out there, if it is, then we have to remove it. Okay, we have to remove it. Because ain't nothing going to keep my people from our Father, not even us. And if we, and like Sister Georgia brings a value, she brings up a very important point, and that is that, what do we think that the Antichrist is going to look like? And where do we think the Antichrist is going to come from? If we are the seed of Yaakov, and the book revolves around us, then who do you think and where do you think the Antichrist is going to come from? Not all Israel is of Israel.
That's what a wolf in sheep's clothing means, you know. Come on.
Yep.
He's going to look like the sheep. Clothing. He will look like the sheep, but inwardly, he's a raven and a wolf.
Yeah. I mean, we already know what the white man looked like.
Yeah, a wolf in wolf clothing, that can't deceive me.
Whipping us.
How can I be deceived by a wolf with wolf clothing on?
Hey, think about Obama. Obama came, like, we thought he was a savior. Everyone's like, Obama. And that man is a wolf supporting abortion, y'all. I mean, also my Alpha 21. How many of us are dying and he's supporting abortion? Jesse Jackson? I mean, our people have done more harm for us than the white man could ever do. No, let me take that back. I'm sorry. Erase that. I'm sorry you said that. Correction. The black man did his part. All right? He did his part. All right? Now, the white man's the devil. I'm getting tired. The white man has the devil in him. I'm trying to be
sober. I see some people raise their hands, so I'm going to let them in.
Okay, let them in.
Brother Dawid, Brother D.
Yes.
Hey, I just wanted to elaborate on the comment when we were on Block Talk that the sister made about she couldn't understand how I think she said Chileans and some of those people of that nature couldn't be part of the 12 tribes. I just wanted to bring forth some information that maybe could, I don't know if she's still on the line, or maybe we bring that up in the next Hebrew. Sister, there's a documentary that Professor Lewis Gates made. It's called Blacks in Latin America. And only 5% of the slaves in the slave trade came to the United States. So the majority of the slaves in the slave trade, part of the Hebrew tribes, went to South America. And just like in ancient Egypt, through the infiltration of the Asians and the Arabs and the Caucasians, after so many centuries, of course, they don't have that same dark hue that they originally had. But, of course, they're from the tribe of Nephilim and the tribe of Asher. So if you look at that documentary, he's down there in those states in South America, and there's black people there, so they definitely can be part of the 12 tribes.
Hey, brother.
Okay.
Brother
Thomas, let me say this.
Let me say this
please.
First, because I want to ask him a question. Are you somebody take that feedback away? Are you talking about Henry Louis Gates?
Well, yeah, he made a document. I know who Henry Louis Gates is.
Is this the guy you're talking about?
That's the same person I'm talking about. The documentary is called
All right,
Blacks
now listen,
in Latin
brother.
America.
Listen to me, brother. Let me tell you something,
please.
Because this is important. Very important. Have you heard of Tony Martin?
Never heard of Tony Martin.
Okay, Tony Martin did a book called The Jewish Onslaught.
Okay.
Now, this is important, y'all. Listen to this. Tony Martin was a professor, I think, at Wesley College, all right? And he told his students to listen to, to read the book. It's called The Secret Relationship Between the Blacks and the Jews. Now, when he went into this subject, they tried to get him fired, and he had the whole, it was called Wellesley College. He had the whole ADL against him, B'nai B'rith, and Hillel organizations. These are all the Jewish organizations that tried to get this man fired for just telling his students to read The Secret Relationships Between Blacks and Jews. Now, why do I bring this up? Because in this book, The Jewish Onslaught, he basically talks about this guy, Henry Louis Gates Jr. Henry Louis Gates Jr. is basically the mouthpiece of the ADL. Because Henry Louis Gates Jr. is being used to discredit us as the people of the Most High. Because when we bring up, when we bring up, okay, portrayed to our people, he basically quiets it down. They put him in the forefront and say, this is the guy that we honor and respect. So whenever we have him coming up with things talking about the Chileans and stuff, we really got to think about that, brother, because this man is not for us at all.
Okay,
so,
I understand, brother, that we that's just an attack on that individual. It still doesn't negate the fact that more Africans or Hebrews went to South America than came to the Americans, to the United States. And that's something that we can verify and that we can research and look up. So I'm saying that he produced a documentary, that's all.
Okay, well look.
Can I say this right quick?
Okay, go ahead, brother. But look, I want that brother to know I respect his opinion, and I want him to know that I ain't attacking him, and it's all in love and respect, my brother.
Yeah. I mean, I'm okay with you attacking Henry Louis Gates because I he's just an individual. He's an academic. So I was pointing out the fact that.
But look him up.
Slaves from the continental Africa went to South America, Brazil, Venezuela. So only 5% of them came to the United States. So look
okay, I got
that
you on that.
To go to the other
America.
That's all.
Okay, I understand that. This is what I'm pointing out, Brother T. I know what you're saying. They did go there. This is what I'm saying. So let me be clear on this. So you can be clear on this too, what I'm saying. When I see brothers out on the street, and they're pulling up this 12 tribe sign, and every time you show me a tribe, you're not showing me black people who look like they have been mixed in these countries. You are showing me something as close to Caucasian as you can get, and you're telling me that's who the tribe are. If you have two Chileans, right?
Okay.
One's dark.
Okay,
no, I want to finish. I let you talk. I let you talk. Brother, please don't interrupt. I let you talk. I didn't cut you off.
Okay, go ahead.
Let me speak. I'm talking about just the brothers out on the streets. I understand about the centuries of mixing, but I'm just showing you what they're doing out on the streets. I can't deny. I know those Hebrews went there. There's evidence that they were there. I'm just speaking to the fact that when you get up there and you start pumping up these people, I'm serious that they don't. They may not be. Look, we have people here in America. They call us Americans sometimes, but we know everybody. They're not us. The same thing could be going on in those countries, but I see these brothers out sticking them up on these boards, and these people are not us. That's my only point. Just look at that. Yes, there are Hebrews in those other countries. We are in the four corners of the earth. But just look at that small deception. I can't deny anything you said. I know those Hebrews were there. But just look out for that deception. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Am I still on? Okay, Brother T, you're addressing your question to me, and let me just say this.
I'm very well versed on where the African slave trade took place. I'm aware that they were in Colombia, that they're in Peru, that they're in Venezuela, that they're in Brazil. I've met some of those people. I am not talking about them. I'm talking about Chileans, Argentines, people like that who are Caucasian and who are descendants of conquistadors. If they had a drop of Hebrew blood in them, it has long been gone. That is all that I'm saying. And I stick by that.
I understand. Now, one other thing I want to point out, some of those people that you were talking about, they have a clear resemblance to the Native Americans here as far as texture of hair and their skin tone also.
I'm aware of that, and I'm aware of that.
There's some Caucasian too, though.
I understand that. It looks can't be deceiving, but the people that you are using are two Caucasian looking. I mean, we have Black Americans who somewhat look Caucasian, but these people, I just really believe that whatever Hebrew that was in there has long been gone. I could be wrong. I don't know. We are in the four corners of the earth. However, when it comes to the Native Americans who are here in the United States, I am originally from Michigan. You had Potawatomi and everything else who looked straight up Irish. So, but they're on these boards and they're getting money, they're getting land. And in the description, in the country, we would not have any money. These people now having payday loans. So you could tell me, how are they sitting on all the curbs? They have land, they have casinos, and they're getting payday loans. How does that go along with the curses? That's all I'm saying. The only people that strictly fit the curses are the people in the United States and various other places. The Native Americans, yes, some of them live in bad conditions, but you go to Florida and other places, they're living pretty well. So I'm just saying that just don't be so deceived and you're so passionate in your defense of this doctrine that you don't know if it's completely true, because all of Israel is not of Israel. And I just want to point that out. Please make sure while you're defending yourself that you have a foot to stand on, and you don't come off looking like you don't know what you're talking about because you're listening to someone else's doctrine. That's all I'm going to say to you, Brother T, because I heard you a few times come with good information, but sometimes your information is just a tad bit off because you're listening with other people.
Let me say this.
It is very easy to pick out Hebrews because, hey, look, I've been to Mexico. I've been in several different countries. Now in Brazil, they have the same issues going on that we have here in the U.S. There are certain people who are treated like us, and certain people who are treated like whites, you know, in America.
It's because
now, when you go to Brazil, it's very easy to pick out the Hebrews that are there. The people, because of course they went through there. There are people in Brazil that look black, and they just speak Portugal. Okay, so you know you can go and pick them out. If you cannot, you can really look at it just like this. If you cannot fully enjoy the benefits of someone who is not a Hebrew, like a white person, if you cannot fully enjoy the benefits of that country without getting some hardship or, you know, something thrown at you, then most likely you are a Hebrew. Now, I'm saying that look at Oprah Winfrey. Oprah even, you know, she's gone to places where they wouldn't even serve her, you know. She has more money than most people in the country. You know, I mean, she still cannot fully enjoy the benefits that come along with that because she's a Hebrew. You know, look, I mean, it happens across the board.
Oh yeah, I understand that. Like I said, people with a darker hue tend to have less opportunities than lighter skinned people. Just like light skinned people, black people here use their skin tone to pass as white. I definitely understand that.
Can I?
Hey,
hello?
Is this Sister Georgia?
Am I on?
Hey, Sister.
Hello?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Hey, I was off for a second. I'm sorry, y'all. I had troubles with Block Talk today. But,
You know, I'm just going to put my little spin on it, okay? This is just my own thinking. Of course, some of it has to do with scriptural background, but what I do see going on right now, and I've had people call in to some of my shows asking the same question, and the way I deal with it, because the scripture tells us that they would see to mingle themselves with the seed of man, okay? And we know that Yahushua came here, he wouldn't look at no outward appearance. We know that we can read how the father of Jacob and Esau, the mother and father, were both Hebrews. You can go back to Ishmael's father. He was a Hebrew, okay? But all Israel is not of Israel. So at this point, with none of us being there when the other was born, none of us were here. All we need to focus on at this particular moment, and it was because you're going to be confused. You're going to be crying and pulling out hair if you really try to get too deep in this, for the fact that we know that many of our people were scattered. Many of our people went through a lot of mixing. We got people that's blue-black all the way to looking white, and you can't tell the difference, and none of us can judge that person because we don't know. So I like to leave that alone. As far as talking about where our people were supposed to go and migrate, I hit on that because that's what the Bible says. But actually, who is and who isn't, I leave that alone. Because at this point, what we need to focus on, and that's what I focus on, because I can't answer the questions that we're trying to get to the brunt of, but I do know that we cannot take a whole other tribe because they look like us and try to say all those people are us. All we got to do is keep the Father's word, because somebody brought up Oprah. I can't remember who it was. It really don't matter. The point is, we know Oprah, yeah, she probably would be what you was, if you just looked at her by sight, say, oh, yeah, she a Hebrew. But we know that Oprah is preaching the most damnable doctrine right now. I believe that she is one of those Roman 9 candidates that says all Israel is not of Israel. Although yeah, she got the absolutely big nose, the dark skin, the nappy hair, the whole bit. You can't put her with that because of what she's doing. Ye shall know them by their fruit. So when it gets to us really trying to get to who's who, what's what, that's a really shaky platform to get on because none of us were there. But what we do know is where our people migrated to. We understand now the usurping that took place. And that's why I don't focus on that, because you have a hard time really trying to prove that, because everybody's got their opinions. And unfortunately, opinions really don't mean anything to our Father.
Yeah, that's true, sister. But I think the problem is the fact that these brothers put it out there like they know 100% and they're preaching it like that. Then by us not really addressing it, we accept it. And I think we should just make a clear distinction. And but what you say is 100% correct. You know, it is about that spirit that dwells in that individual that the Most High gave. You know, and that's color.
That's a totally different thing. We're talking about physical attributes of Hebrews. Now, when you look in another country, because of course, not all black people can be Hebrews. I mean, you gotta look back. There were Hebrews in Egypt. They looked like the Egyptians, but the Egyptians weren't Hebrews, right? So yeah, we know that. My point was that you can't sit here and try to put like Dawid said, you can't put someone up who has, you know, blue eyes and all this other stuff and try to say that they're the tribe. I mean, when you do that, it causes a lot of confusion. You know, if you're looking for physical attributes, that's what you look for. I'm not saying that is, you know, the only requirement that has to be met. Of course not. But, you know, that is, you know, if you're looking for physical attributes, that's the direction you need to go. Now, like I said before, read Romans 11. Romans 11 will tell you exactly what I was saying earlier about the natural part of the olive tree being us, being grafted out, and the wild part being grafted in. I mean, it tells you exactly how all of this is playing out. I mean, look at how it's playing out right now. I mean, now that we're waking up, we're being grafted in. That, you know,
foolish persons and genealogy and contention and strivings about the law, for they are unprofitable and vain. So this don't have no purpose. So let's settle.
I think that's I don't know if that's a discussion here or that's something going on offline, brother.
Yeah.
That makes it the whole thing, right?
Hey, brother Derek, you gonna continue, brother?
I'm sorry.
You gonna continue? Are you done?
Yeah, that was really it. I didn't want to get, you know, there was some other there. We can go deeper. I just didn't want to get that deep right now.
No, it's okay. You know, and let's we'll move on from this topic because I don't want to this should really be just basic, and this is my point that we've been talking about this now for almost an hour shows that it is a stumbling block because we wasted all this time on this topic rather than talking about other things that are vital depending on how much time we have left, which is very little, right? And we're talking about it, Chileans and Mexicans and see, that caused confusion.
Right.
It's a stumbling
exactly
block.
Like
yep. You know? And so, you know. Anyway, let's move on. Let's move on. But if there's anything else to talk about, if there's not anything else to talk about, then let's get into some scripture. Does anybody have any scriptures that they want to read?
Genealogy. An
Hello?
Account of a person, family, or group from an ancestor and from older forms.
Is that an offline conversation or is that somebody that wants to read scripture? Okay. Let me, yes.
I just wanted to read Luke 21st verse, 24th chapter.
Okay, who's this?
This is Brother Thomas.
Hey, Brother Thomas.
Okay, Luke 21st verse, 24th chapter. 21st verse, 24th chapter. And they shall fall by the edge of the sword and shall be led away captive into all nations. And Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. So I just wanted to bring that out. And that identifies basically who is in Jerusalem,
brother,
at this time.
Read that, brother? Can you read that again? Because there's a lot of background noise, and I want you to make sure. Can you do that one more time?
Okay, Luke 21st chapter 24th. They shall fall by the edge of the sword, and shall be led away captive into all nations. And Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled.
Yeah.
And it basically says, who are the people that's in Jerusalem right now? They're not Hebrew Israelites. They're Gentiles, those people that claim to be Jews.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, definitely.
I thought that was very relevant.
Yeah, it is. It is relevant. And that's what we should be focusing on. Seriously, though. Everything else is a distraction. I mean, we want to know who's the faker right over there. The scriptures tell us. Over and over again. Then we just have to look into history, look at what happened, concentrate on the usurper, and then look what they've done to us. Deuteronomy 28, Leviticus tells us. The book of Leviticus mirrors Deuteronomy. It talks about the curses that are going to befall on the people if they don't follow the covenant, if they fell out of favor. Who follows it? The transatlantic slave trade was prophesied. Okay, so at the end of the day, what should we really be focusing on are the thieves, okay? The thieves that stole the heritage and pretended to be us. And because they pretended to be us, the state of the world is in its state because of it, okay? Wars are being fought right now because people have taken land that is not theirs. They have taken the heritage of people that they are not. And because of that lie, the world is destroyed by it. The industrial military complex is developed and benefiting from that lie that is in Israel right now. Okay? People have died just for even trying to bring that fact up. And now in the last days, we're finding out that the Hebrews of Sidi Yaakov are people of color and were on the transatlantic slave trade and that their heritage was stolen. And then we say, well, who stole the heritage? Oh, it's the people that went to Israel and called themselves Israelites. All right? They stole something that wasn't theirs. And now the world is in balance. It's out of balance. And because this world is out of balance, now what's happening? Look at it. Okay? We're going through debts. And I mean, I don't have to tell y'all what's going on right now. So, you know, at the end of the day, it's a stumbling block. You know? We should be focusing on those people over there. What are we going to do about it? Okay? What are we going to do about it? Anybody got anything else to say so we get some scriptures? I think I mute everybody. Is that 252? Do you have anything to say? Because we got you here.
No. I just read the scripture from Luke.
Okay, brother. Thanks for bringing that scripture up. We have a couple of hands raised. Is anybody?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes. Who is this?
Sister Leah.
Oh, hey, Sister Leah. Welcome.
Hi. This has been an amazing discussion.
Yeah, heated discussion.
I just wanted to say a comment on a scripture, rather, about what Brother Daryl had said, that, you know, this tribulation is for those evil ones that are going to be taken out, and, you know, that we have complete security in the Most High. I was looking for a couple of more books in the Apocrypha, and I came across the Book of Enoch, and right in the very first chapter 1, section 1, it says, the words of the blessing of Enoch were, with he blessed the chosen and just, who will exist on the day of tribulation when all the wicked and impious shall be removed.
Okay. I just started some food. So.
Hello, sister.
Yeah. Did you hear that or?
Yeah. There's some background noise, and I just wanted to make sure that we.
I got him.
Okay. Say that again.
Oh. I was reading the Book of Enoch, chapter 1, the very first verse. There it says, "The words of the blessing of Enoch were." With he blessed the chosen and just, who will exist on the day of tribulation when all the wicked and impious shall be removed. And I thought that was really powerful because he was just talking about how the tribulation and their judgment is coming.
Yeah.
We don't have to be, all shaken up and ooh, because the wicked are going to be removed.
Yeah. I'm not wicked. You're not wicked. You know, the people that I associate ain't wicked, so who's that for?
Right.
You know? I ain't got a dime to my name. Well, I got
little
money. I mean, compared to them, I'm like broke. I'm broke. All right, I ain't ashamed to say it. I hate money. But the thing about it is we got people out there that are like, oh my goodness, I lost my million mansion or whatever the hell. You know?
Got that right.
And to me, I'm like, well, hey. I never had anything anyway. So they're going through some problems right now.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm so glad you said that, brother, because there's like a huge financial struggle going on. And I was just thinking and praying last night, you know, this is just another testament to who we really are. We are the ones that are struggling and broke and don't have anything or barely anything. You know, the Most High is coming to restore us. The people out there that got all these riches and wealth or whatever are connected to the world, and they're going to be full of all kind of sorrow, anger, frustration, just tearing ourselves apart because they're going to lose all those worldly possessions. And we're just going to come into the blessings that we never had. So
yep.
It's good for us to be not connected to all that and broke right now. So
I don't know. I mean, And think about this, though. Think about this. I, it's like, as the world is going through all these problems, people are losing their money and houses and everything else, right? At the mm-hmm. very same time, we have found out that we are the Siriaco, and that we are actually the true people that this book is written about. Isn't that time for rejoicing and being happy?
Yeah.
I mean, that, to me, that overshadows anything that's happening in this world right now. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
So at the same time as the world is being destroyed, we're finding out who we are. That's a time for rejoicing, not a time for sorrow. So who is this destruction really for then? If we should be happy at this time. You know, I mean, that's something to think about.
Right.
I like that. Am I still connected?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry. I probably was muted out maybe because I tried to add in. I didn't forget what I had to say on that topic, but I do want to add this since I'm on. What I think that is the most beautiful part, like you stated, you know, to me, the most precious thing, they talk about the good news. I remember when I was getting those little Christian pamphlets talking about the good news, but it wasn't no good news because it was a lie. But the true good news is we have come to the truth of who we are and what we need to do to get back to our Father. And
yeah.
I guess I try to focus on that part because, with you know, there's so many things that these, and they're little devils, you know, because anytime they're that wicked to do this much destruction to our people, they're little devils in my opinion. But and I'm not saying anyone in particular. I'm just saying anybody to pull the wool over our eyes is such a destructive and very interwoven. I mean, the stuff is deep, you know, when we get into this truth. That's what I'm talking about. But nonetheless, the Father, he tell you he has never left us or forsaken us. We're still there. We're still, he's still waking us up. He's still bringing us the truth. And we're going to get that kingdom regardless of what anybody out there who doesn't believe in the truth of the word wants to believe. It doesn't matter. It really doesn't. The sad part is many people are going to be on that broad way. They're not realizing what's going on in the world today because all the prophecies are coming about really quick now. And we're trying our best to wake those people up. But, you know, like I said, when I was in Christianity, oh, I love that little white picture of Jesus because, you know, that's what I knew to be true since I was a little girl. But once you come into the truth of it, I mean, I look at it like this. If I can accept it, especially our people, you know, when they get that truth, that's something precious because the flesh we have now is so short-lived. We think of it as so much, and people are trying to hold on to all these physical things. But Yahushua, when he did come upon this earth, it was to bring that spiritual message because we are spiritual people. And the whole goal behind everything, I was going through the book of Judges, and it told us in the book, and I'm going to just bring that up real quick. Now, I don't have my Bible open, but I'm going to paraphrase. In the book of Judges, when our people kept going and rebelling against our Father, one of the main things that he said in the book, if everybody listened and read it, it said that he was putting these other nations basically to try us. Now, what were we getting tried from? Well, we were not listening to our Father, and we were taking on their, we were, like it says, come out of her, my children. Well, come out of what? The wickedness of these other nations. Now, that's what the Hebrew has to do. Come out of that wickedness and start listening to the Father. The Gentile, they got to come out of it too now. But right now, it's like we got all the other nations around us right now telling lies. Our people, regardless of the truth that we can bring to them in Scripture, they're still being rebellious to the Word because it also says that our people don't like instruction. Now, if we're sticking to the Father's Word, and the Father lets us know in the book of Judges that these other nations are here to try us. They're here to try us. Go back to that book and read it. It talks about how he left them right where they at because we were taking everything holy, going into and worshiping Ishtar or Astaroth and Balaam, Baal, we were doing that. We were worshiping false deities, idols, images, and just doing everything corrupt that he told us not to do. So he said, gonna leave it right there. And
sister,
what we see today is still here.
Sister Georgia.
Yes.
Before you get on, we have 9 minutes left.
Okay.
So I'm gonna what I wanna do what I wanna do is before we get cut off, I wanna read some scriptures. Okay? And this is a scripture that I was trying to find earlier, and I just remembered it's Leviticus, okay, 26, and it's the 26th chapter, but we're gonna read only a small portion of it. Is that okay, sister?
That's perfect.
Okay, now listen to this, y'all. All right, now listen to what it says. It says, if y'all want to follow me, it's Leviticus 26. I'm gonna start from verse 38. Now, who is this speaking about? And ye shall perish among the heathen, and the land of your enemies shall eat you up. And they that are left of you shall pine away in their iniquity in your enemies' lands, and also in the iniquities of their fathers shall they pine away with them. If they shall confess their iniquities and their iniquities of their fathers with their trespass, which they trespassed against me, and that also they have walked contrary unto me, and that I also have walked contrary unto them, and have brought them into the land of their enemies, if then their uncircumcised hearts be humbled, and they then accept of the punishment of their iniquities, then will I remember my covenant with Yaakov, and also my covenant with Isaac, and also my covenant with Abraham, will I remember, and I will remember their land. Okay? Now then it says, the land also shall be left of them, and shall enjoy her Sabbath, which shall lie desolate without them, and they shall accept of the punishment of their iniquities, because they despise my judgment, and because their souls abhorred my statutes. Now I read that, right? And then I read this, okay? 2 Chronicles 7:14. And what does it say? It says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Okay, that's two witnesses to telling us what we should be doing. All right? Now, I just wanted to read those scriptures real quick because we always read some scriptures. And also, since this is the closing of the broadcast, I want to say a closing prayer. First, I want to thank brothers for coming in here and speaking your mind and what you have to say in your heart. I want to ask those that if you are offended, please don't be offended. This is what this is for. We're supposed to talk, and at the end of the day, we still love each other. Okay? Now, Heavenly Father, I pray in the name of Jesus' precious name that you continue to bless us. Heavenly Father, bless these meetings that we have. We pray that you touch the heart of those. We pray that you continue to help us grow and help us learn. But most of all, Heavenly Father, forgive us of our sin. Humble our hearts and reconnect that covenant that we had with you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for all your blessings. And I pray this in the name of Yahushua's precious name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Okay, anybody have any closing statements? Because we got about 5 minutes left.
It's always a blessing to get with you guys. Family members, friends who come to seek wisdom and understanding from the Hebrews, it's always a blessing to have you here as well. And I really, really appreciate you getting this site together. I think this is what we need is right on time.
Thank you. Okay, we got about a minute left.
Hey, I wanted to ask a question. Is everyone seeing that gas prices are going down and things seem to be easing a little bit?
Hey, brother, we got to close out the show. You want to ask a question?
I know. I'm just. I mean,
I mean, just a yes would be good.
Yes.
Any for me? Yes. Okay. Good.
And also, the gold price is starting to fall and stuff. But look,
right.
Hey, call me on Skype, brother. We'll do a Skype.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, Derek, I want to talk to you too. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Much love and respect, everybody.
All right. Shalom.
Definitely.
All right.
Shalom.
Shalom. HebrewIsraelites.com. All right, HebrewIsraelites.com. Sign up. Okay, Hado. I mean, Hado. That's
Shalom.
That's... Okay, Shalom. Mm-hmm.
Shalom. Yeah.
What?
Okay. Babylon. It's falling down. Okay. What? Coming to an end. Yeah. Last one standing. Let's go.
Feel the curtains closing, yeah. My eyes shut, time's up.
Uh-huh.
I reached the point of time where I made my mind up.
Yeah.
I threw away my clover because I ran out of luck a long time ago. Now I'm on my own trying to find my throne.
Uh-huh.
I'm in the zone and it's best to stay alone. And if you shiver through your bones, you better pick up your phone.
Yeah.
If your friends turn their back and give you the down tone,
uh-huh.
Just take advice from Erica and call Tyrone.
Because
Hen ain't going to be there.
Yeah.
It ain't because I'm scared.
Never.
It's because the end is there, so I'm skipping out of here.
Uh-huh.
So y'all can keep on stressing and growing gray hair.
Uh-huh.
I'm marching on to my blessing, I hope you got it clear. I'm headed through the woods like little Red Riding Hood. And I ain't scared of the big bad wolf, I wish he would.
Wish
approach
would.
Me in the wilderness, see what she could.
Uh-huh.
Let's put it into the wicked, it's time for the good.
Time. You gotta stay strong, endure to the end. You already know, ride this thing out. Talk to him, Uriah.
Yeah, I got him. Messenger, just
what?
Spreading the word.
What?
You don't like it? That's cool. But if you do,
yeah.
Here we go, here we go. Another one of them episodes like a minister, phantom sneaks in.
Okay.
There's a disturbance in the force. Can I take any more? Never know. Let the message stay on course.
Okay.
You want me to deviate? I want you to get it straight.
What?
I'm not one to hesitate. I play it to checkmate.
Okay.
Go ahead and draw your sword.
Yeah.
What you keep on talking for? Babble on, Babylon. I see what you're really on. Got a couple guns, a couple bombs, got a couple spies, a couple lies. So
yeah.
It's no surprise when you raid my house. But the only thing you find staring is a mouse.
That's it.
I'll be headed out the back. Let everything intact. Go ahead and check it. Aha! The wilderness on my heart.
Okay.
So I stay set up.
Yeah.
I care less how you feel.
Nope.
I know the real deal.
Yep.
What my father says, it will come to pass. Yeah. I'm just a messenger.
What?
Don't shoot the messenger. Yeah. It's about to be the end.
It's over.
Yeah.
What?
Feel like
what?
I'm losing my people.
It's all good.
But I gained a brother.
I'm here.
Yeah.